Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Geek Brunch.
Welcome to Geek Brunch, your home of comics, television, movies, and more.
Yeah, I'm Bill
And
Bomer.
I'm also Bill Maher. Oh, I mean, I'm Mike Myers.
Yeah, you can throw your voice and be Bill Bomer twice. Bill Bomer squared.
That's right. A little secret of Geek Brunch, for those of you who don't know, we're only one person just
Yeah.
using two different voices.
AI,
We use AI to make it
yeah, it's pretty
overlap
cool,
one
huh?
another. Yeah, one of us is only AI. We're not going to tell you which, though.
I
So it's
hate
not
those
a
AI
secret.
commercials for Gemini. God, I hate those things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess Gemini is AI for Google, or it's their AI with whatever they call their AI, and they
Yeah.
like advertise like, "I need to break up with my boyfriend. What should I say?" Like all kinds of stupid shit like this. Like you can't even come up with your own shit. It's ridiculous.
What do you mean they can't come up with their own shit? I'm confused.
If you're gonna break up with somebody, you're gonna use AI to do
Oh,
it? That's
you're
some
saying why can't
bullshit.
the I got you. Why can't the
And
person
then to use it as a fucking advertisement. Like,
some
what
of
the
the
fuck?
examples they use? I think that's a good example. Some people don't know how to break. Mike, you have no experience in this, so how can you even talk to this?
I've broken up before.
It would be in grade school.
No, in high school. I broke up twice. Three times. And it was all me and not them.
And you didn't have AI to tell you
Didn't have AI, I
how to
just
do
did it.
it. And you broke their little hearts.
Probably not. They seem
And they
to
said,
rebound pretty damn quick.
but we want to read how are we going to get coverless comic books to read?
That's right. You're going back to grade school, motherfucker. Didn't have any girlfriends in grade school.
I didn't know where that landed on the Mike Myers timeline.
Yeah.
That's right, high school you're working at Mickey D's buying your comics
Yeah.
with your hard-earned cash.
That's correct. So what are you doing? What's up? What do you got for us? Because we don't have any books to cover today, or our previews.
We don't have previews, that's true.
Well, I
What am
have
I?
previews, but you don't.
I don't. I don't think it's available yet. I haven't looked. What was the question?
What are you?
Well, what am
I
I
don't
up
even
to?
know. I don't even
What am I up
remember.
to?
The AI bot didn't hear.
What did we talk last? 2 weeks ago. What's new in the last 2 weeks? I don't know if there's anything terribly new.
Everything's stagnant.
I think stagnant. Everything is. Do we do anything? I have to remember. Oh, you'll like this one. So I pulled a muscle in my back.
Oh, jeez.
You'll never guess how.
Long boxes.
Moving along, box.
I told you, motherfucker. You don't want to be taken out by comic books. That's nothing to brag about.
I'm not bragging about it. It's just, yeah. It was foretold. It wasn't. It's not a bad. It's better now. It
I
was just
thought your sons would help with that.
for a few days. I know. I'm merging. I'm doing the other thing I shouldn't be doing, which is merging comics.
Yeah.
So I pulled the long box off the shelf and, like. I have a card table like in the basement, so I have a card table set up that I was gonna do it on, And I had, well, here's my main problem. So like the day before I did a bunch, and then like an idiot, instead of saying, "Hey, that was a good day, I should probably take a break," I said, "Oh, I'll do it again today." And then the first box I moved, of course,
Did you
my
do
body
this on
cried.
the weekend or
Oh,
what?
yeah, I think that was last weekend. And my body said, "Dummy, you're old. You can't do 2 days of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Be happy with one day, and then give yourself a few days of recovery." Son of a bitch, these old bodies.
Or switch to short boxes. I'm
I
already
have.
struggling with the short boxes. Fucking.
You need mini boxes.
I need the iPad. Fucking. I have to lift the iPad. I don't want to hurt myself.
Supposed to merge if it's all digital.
Yeah, there's no merging. Just hit sort.
That's true. But I did. I
But with
didn't.
digital, I can't read Lizard Lady from Aerosol Comics.
That's true. Although you could probably find a scan of it somewhere. Maybe not. Wait, what is it called?
Lizard Lady.
I have a lizard lady. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I have Lizard Lady, Donna Mia from Avatar,
I know Donna
Exposed,
Mia.
the erotic art of El Rio
I was
from
gonna say,
Avatar.
Exposed is El Rio, right?
Yeah, The Ravening from Avatar,
It's
and
Avatar.
Raw Media from Avatar 1, 2, and 3.
That's an anthology.
Yes, but Raw Media, I think the original one was from North Star.
It might be. I
Or
know
Rebel.
for sure Tim Vigil did stuff in that.
Not, I don't think he did it in the Avatar one, though.
No, I might not have. Have
And
some of
then
those. I can't
I
remember the
have
post,
a
though.
stack full of arrows, The Diary of Donna Matrix. Here Comes the Lovejoys. That one looks pretty interesting. I got issues 1 and 2 of that. Monsterotica. Number 2, Peter Cock. That one seems pretty funny.
Peter Cox.
Peter Cock, issue 1 and 2.
You know,
Rivalry in Hell. That's also an Eros one. That one
Eros is funny.
might dig because it's got a bunch of freaks like Circus Sideshow. Crazy
Oh,
characters,
what was that called?
Rivalry in Hell.
I'll see if my comic shop has that. They never have Eros comics. Rivalry in Hell. If I.
Oh, revi well, revelry. How do you say that word?
Revelry?
Revelry in Hell.
Revelry. I don't know how to spell that. Rev all re.
Revelry.
I'll have to ask the AI how to spell that.
I just spelled it for you. I am the
Oh,
AI.
Revelry in Hell. Oh, they have it in stock.
Yeah, did you see the cover?
Let's see the cover here. I open image in new window.
It looks like something that was inspired. What was that
Oh.
series we read?
Oh, this is Red Room.
Red Room, yeah. Do you
Yeah.
remember how they were like inbreeding those
Yeah.
inbreds? Yeah, that's what this looks like.
It does. Yeah, these are mutants. Deformed. Oh, it was a pinhead. I like that.
Yeah. Sin Metal Sirens. Tryx, it's spelled Tryx. This is a thick motherfucker. It's called Tryx Sluts in Space. I got some adult comics.
Wow.
And then I got some really good ones. I got Punchy and the Black Crow from Charlton Comics. Number 12, I got a Bomba the Jungle Boy, which I needed. Number 5, Detective Comics 325, with Catman on the cover. A House of Secrets. This is a, I like this cover. It's issue 95. The Bride of Death. I got a dollar book that I didn't have. House of Mystery 251. I used to have these, or my brother used to have them, and I don't know where they are now. But I got Plop 1 and 2. We used to almost have a full run of Plop.
Oh, you did?
Almost. I don't have it in my inventory, so I'm rebuilding it.
Yeah.
Sea Devils number 27. Mm-hmm. Showcase I Spy number 50. That's King Faraday. The first appearance of Dolphin in Showcase number 79. Superboy 167. Super Babies blowing out a volcano and causing more harm than good. Harvey Comics Bunny. This is so this is issue number 12. If you look at the cover there, it's so politically not incorrect. It's so bad.
Oh, I'll have to look this one up.
Yeah, Bunny number 12. Bunny
number 12. Bunny.
Amazing Spider-Man 50. This is the one I was telling you about. The first appearance of the Kingpin. Spider-Man No More. I've been wanting that one so bad, and now I have it.
Which one is it?
Amazing Spider-Man 50.
Okay.
Doctor Strange 172, 177, and 181. Fantastic Four Volume 1, number 14. Number 30. I got a Hanna-Barbera spotlight on Magilla Gorilla from Marvel Comics, number 4. I got a Laugh Olympics, number 9 from Marvel Comics.
Nice.
X-Men, number 20, volume 1. X-Men 34, 39, 47, 52, 67, and 90. So, I mean, I'll have a full run of X-Men pretty soon. I'm getting really close. Except for number one, the first five.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's something I, like, at various points throughout my life, I've regretted never trying to get a run of that.
Yeah, and it's my least favorite team too. Like, I was never an X-Men dude. I was a Defenders and Champions guy, but I never was into the mutants. I like reading them, but they still don't hold like a special place in my heart.
Yeah, that's funny. I always liked the mutants. So.
Oh, I'm entertained like hell by them now, but they're still not my go-to. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'd much rather read Defenders or Avengers. I'm reading a lot of 90s Avengers stuff lately and on the iPad, and I can't believe they have it. They have so much on Marvel Unlimited. It's unfucking believable. That's the one thing I love about it is... like, you could just be reading stuff, and you'll see that little C issue, blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. then you'll go, oh, wow, they have that. I could go read that. And then you go down a rabbit hole, and you end up reading a whole ton of shit.
Yeah, it's nice that they have all the old stuff available now, or yeah, a lot of it.
DC doesn't, but they have a lot of the current stuff. They don't put a lot of the old stuff. They have a lot of old stuff, but it doesn't seem like every week they add stuff. And
they're not,
Marvel's always
adding to it.
Adding stuff. And I own most of the issues. I just haven't read them. I don't know what I was doing in the 90s. I think I was... well, Marvel in the 90s, I was like absent. And then I bought some later on. In the 90s, I was pretty much just getting like Spider-Man, Thor... Captain America, and just a couple. And then I was all Image and Ultraverse and anything else that, and then DC, but I skipped out on a lot of 90s Marvel.
Yeah, so did I. That's when I was more into indie stuff. And
the art is so, like, Malibu wonky stuff. Back in the 90s, like in the late 90s after the crash. It's so weird. But I'm becoming accustomed to it. Like, I really like it. It's, most people would say that art is crap, but I like really digging it.
How is it?
It's sort of like a morph between good artists and artists that it's like a 90s style without
the polish.
Yeah, without polish. It's just rough as hell. It seems like they were like in the mode where we'll hire you. Can you do a 20-page comic? You're hired. Can you make it look like Rob? Or any of these artists, kind of, sort of, okay. Yeah,
can you draw, hired. Like, Image?
Yeah.
Sure. You're hired. So you got a bunch of stuff. Is this all, like, online stuff or a mixture or what?
This was all, what I just read to you was all Aaron Meyer stuff.
Even the Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No. Oh, Aaron Myers, yeah. Oh, so yeah, this stuff he had like piled up with him.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, there's a lot of Eros. No, Eros is always interesting because, like, I remember even back in the day, like, getting previews and there would be like a section for Eros that would say, like, you know, see adult previews or whatever. But sometimes they would list like the titles, and it was like constant. Like they were constantly bringing out stuff, and even if you look like online for how many titles they had a lot. Man, they were pumping stuff out in the 90s.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I never got into a lot of it, but it would be fun to check that stuff out. For sure.
Yeah.
Questionable quality, but
I haven't read much of it except a issue here and there, you know.
I'm sure there's some gems in there, though.
Well, Elizabeth Bathory.
Was that an Eros comic?
Yeah.
Forgot.
I wonder if the artist is the writer. Is that, does it say in the book that it's written by somebody else?
No, I believe it's him. I know this is a new translation for this collection.
But he's an incredible writer. Like, sometimes you read the writing, like I was reading issue 13 just before I think I read it this morning.
Yeah,
that's the only one I had left was to read was that, and I said, well, I'll read it, and I was like reading the words, and I'm like, if you read the words out loud without the pictures, you're like, wow, this guy can write, you know, it's like really good caption material. Yeah. and then you're like, look at the picture, and there's like a dick and some ass, and it's getting filled with sperm and
yeah, like, oh, I think I said last episode, I'd like to do a reread where I just read the words and don't look at the pictures at all. Because it's a very complex story, and there's so many characters,
yeah.
And there's so much mythology. It's hard to, like, keep everything straight.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it is distracting with all the cum everywhere. It is funny, though.
And then yeah, I picked up...
He's the author of it as well.
I like to pick up Aerosol comics anytime I can find them.
Yeah, I've always... picked up those. I probably have a near complete run of that stuff. I've always enjoyed their cell. But that's what.
But do you have Lizard Lady?
No, I don't have a Lizard Lady.
I'm gonna look at the art in this one. Let's see what this is. It looks like similar art to that one book I was reading.
Oh, this is what their adult line. No,
Yeah. Aracel is adult.
it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not all pornographic
All
though.
of it is.
No, it's not.
No, because it came from the same company as several other books, but Aracel was their adult line.
No, that's not true. You're thinking of Eros.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking of Eros because
Show, t
Eros is
tell
owned
me, tell
by.
me an Aracel comic that doesn't have nudity or adult material. T give me one.
Well, you said pornographic. You didn't say adult
No,
material.
adult material. They're not all pornographic.
Okay.
They
They're
all have
no.
nudity or cussing or something.
I don't think they all have nudity.
I think they all do. Give me one that doesn't.
I don't think Warlock 5 had nudity. It had implied nudity, but it never had any actual nudity.
It did have nudity.
I don't
I
think
just
so.
read one.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong.
I mean, it might have had like a breast from the side, but it was never like full on.
No, there was nudity.
I don't think so.
Yes, there was.
I think so. What are the titles? Let's see. Now I'm blanking on what all the titles are. Troll Lords? But no, that wasn't
That
Aerosol, that was Malibu. Shit. I gotta cheat and look them up.
Aircell
Like Elf
Comics.
Lord. Did Elf Lord have?
It was by Barry Blair, founded by Barry Blair.
Yeah. I don't think it was a spin-off of anything. Dragon Ring. I don't think Dragon Ring had any adult stuff. Dragon Force might not have either. Elf Lord, maybe. I mean, that always got questionable because of all the scantily clad young boys.
That was, I think, adult. Well, I guess they did Men in Black.
Maelstrom, I have that my. Oh, that's violent, though. Samurai? I don't know. Samurai, I don't think. I wouldn't consider that adult. I mean, it's not like comics for kids. It's like. I mean, Warlock 5 I was getting when I was 15, so.
Well, they either have violence. Well, Warlock 5 had a bunch of violence in it. That was a violent comic.
I wouldn't say it's a violent comic.
I would.
We might be thinking of different comics.
No.
It wasn't very violent. It was just about the. I mean, there's fights between the
It wasn't afraid to show
characters from
stuff.
the different dimensions.
They just republished it.
Yeah, they collected it.
Maybe I'm thinking of Warlocks.
Warlocks. That was.
That was Barry Blair, I thought.
Yeah, I've never read that. I have some issues of it, but I've never read it. But I challenge your assumption that Air sells an adult comic line.
It's not for kids.
No, yeah, it's not for kids.
Blood and Guts, Body Count,
Debbie Does
Born
Dallas is
to
not for
Kill.
kids.
Cat and Mouse has is not filthy, but it's got some pretty raunchy shit in it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say
Underlying adult tones for
yeah,
sure.
for sure. I would say most of their stuff's R-rated with occasional There's a couple X-rated titles, like Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, I got a copy of that too.
Dirty Pictures. What is
Yeah,
that?
and I got some funny books. I got my first issue of Hee Haw. I didn't have any of that.
Oh, I don't have any Hee Haw. I never even watched Hee Haw. I remember when Hee Haw was on, and I always just flip past it
My
because I.
grandmother always had it on, so I would always
Yeah.
watch it. I got a Young Romance number 205.
Oh, very nice.
I got a Godzilla versus Hero Zero. I didn't even know this existed, but this is Comics Greatest World guy. I got a Big
How old is
Valley.
that?
This was when the Comics Greatest World stuff was coming out in the 90s.
Okay.
Big Valley, the TV show.
That's a Barbara Stanwyck TV show. I'll take that off your hands.
This one doesn't have her on the cover though, but it has Linda Evans and Lee Majors on the cover. Pebbles and Bam Bam, number 31 from Charlton. This one I know you have some of, 13 going on 18.
John Stanley, my favorite.
This is issue 27 of that. The
I'll take that off your
Jetsons,
hands too.
number 12.
Just bring that to Baltimore and I'll put it in my suitcase.
Bewitched, number 5. Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. I can't tell what issue this is without opening it up. This is 10 center. Petticoat Junction, number 5.
I have seen an episode of that TV show.
This is a great cover. This is a 10 center called Haphazard. And this is issue.
Haphazard, that's what it's
Yeah.
called.
Hap. Yeah, his name is Haphazard.
I've never
This
seen that.
cover you would love, though. It's issue 11. And this teenager is dressed like a some guy that's been in the chain gang with a ball and chain tied to his ankle, and he's going to a costume party, and the cop is arresting him before he could get to the costume party.
Oh
That's
man, Haphazard. I've never seen any of these.
yeah.
Why doesn't someone just collect all these old
I got
teenager
a
comics? God.
Little Rascals.
Man, Haphazard looks like a copy of Archie.
This is a Little Rascals, but it's one of those Dell Comics that says the Little Rascals, but it's inventoried under Four Color Comics number 936.
I hate those four color comics.
Yeah. And then Cookie.
I mean, I love them, but
It's
I hate.
Cookie issue
Yeah, Cookie. I got a Cookie.
37. Yeah.
Ah, good stuff. Woo. That's some good stuff right there.
I picked up some cliffhanger books called Tokyo Storm. What is it? Storm Warning.
Storm warning.
Yeah, that's Ellis. I didn't
Yeah,
know that.
I have that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have that already.
And then a bunch of Tomahawks, which I didn't. I read A Son of Tomahawk and fell in love with it, and I'm like, I gotta have more Tomahawks in my life.
You have
So
a couple
I
tomahawks.
bought a
I haven't read it
couple,
yet.
picked up several Tomahawks.
Yeah, that's nice. That's some good stuff. Oh,
Yeah.
love this stuff. Ever tell you I love comic books?
Me too. Matter of fact, I love them so much that I could be retired right now if I didn't collect comic books.
But then you wouldn't be able to. What would you do? You wouldn't have any comic books to read.
Well, even if I was like, if I was like I was in 2005,
2005.
2005, I was very a reasonable comic book collector.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I was spending
You had your pull list. You
a
had your pull
hundred
list.
dollars or less on comics, you know,
A month?
a month, yeah.
Yeah, so you had your pull list at the store.
Yeah.
Maybe pick up a couple things
It
online
wasn't
once in a while.
everything. It was just, I don't know, 15 DC comics, 7 Marvel, some Valiant, maybe, I don't know, a couple of images, and that was it.
And when did you decide to get all of the DC comics from 1973 or whatever?
Probably 5 years after that. I still got a ways to go in the horror and romance area. But as far as like superhero proper, unless it's some obscure miniseries, I got it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't include all of the Vertigo either. All the Vertigo and all the Wildstorm I don't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
DC proper.
Yeah, just DC proper. Yeah. That's fine. And then, well, I think with the advent of the internet, it really screwed us all over. Where we now had access to so much stuff.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this exists or this exists. And
yeah.
The problem with me is I'm not critical of anything. I just pretty much enjoy everything.
I'm critical, but some stuff, even though I read it and I may not like it that much, I still love it, like, and want it in my collection.
Yeah.
Like, it's very rare that I'll read something and I'll be like, I don't want this. I have gotten rid of stuff just because I didn't want it, because it was garbage, but very rare.
Well, I'd take your garbage if you're getting rid of it.
I'll save my garbage.
Just
I'll bring
throw that in a box. And
yeah, I'll bring it, throw it in a box. I'll bring it to Baltimore.
Bring it down. I consume garbage.
But mostly I enjoy everything.
There's, I find something to like in almost everything. I mean, there's some stuff that I could do away with.
Yeah, I mean, I could go through my reviews and anything that got a 1 out of 5, I could just give to you. Because I probably don't need it in my collection.
Yeah.
1 out of 5. That's rare, though. That's very rare. 2 out of 5s, I have a bunch of those, but I'll keep those. I think I'd only get rid of a 1 out of 5.
What's a 1 out of 5?
I don't know. I don't want to say on the air. Well, let me look. I'll say if it's not like a recent thing.
I'm going to go to the top of mine since I've been ranking them since this is, I can't even tell. I didn't usually put dates on this. I don't know what year this file was created.
Yeah, I got 3 different places I have to look because I haven't consolidated my reviews.
So I started ranking them.
1 out of 5. No 1 out of 5s in this file.
1 out of 5. I have one. Let's see.
Ooh.
Wow, I wonder what this is.
Controversial. Uh-oh.
How could this be a 1 out of 5? Sovereign.
I don't have any 1 out of 5s.
Sovereign. What? How did I rank this a 1 out of 5? Oh, this was an image book. Oh my god. I must have really not liked that. From 2014. And I dropped it after issue 1, so that's pretty interesting. You still there?
Oh, I muted myself.
Oh.
I found a 1 out of 5. Xena number 1.
Oh, I'll take that.
I said, I don't even know. Too crappy to even finish.
Oh, I'll take a Xena. Hell yeah. Is that Tops?
No, I think it was a newer one.
Dynamite? I already have that then.
Yeah. Let me see. I do have other. Here we go. Let me sort.
Wow, I rated an all new, all different Avengers Annual number 1. 1 out of 5. That says fan fiction Miss Marvel issue. I must have hated that. Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, that surprises me.
Oh, this was my Tom King hate phase. Holy crap, I rated Batman number 14 a 1 out of 5. Worst dialogue I have ever read in recent history.
Wow. What issue was it? I gotta read this issue. Was it Batman?
I'll tell you, hold on. I have to search up now.
Let's see if I ordered it.
Batman number 14.
Oh. That's hilarious.
Something called Tales of Berseia. What the hell is that? A 1 out of 5. That's pretty critical. I must have had a lot of hate
Is.
back in these days.
Yeah, I'm finding
Tales
that
of
all of my 1 out of 5s are like pretty
Berseria.
old. Like, I think at some point I wasn't as critical.
Oh, this was like a manga thing by Kandasha. I must have not liked that.
I gave Blood Realm number 1 1 out of 5. I think that was a what's that publisher?
Blood Realm.
I think it was that those newsprint cut dollar comics that what is it? Archaea? No, not Archaea. Who's publishing those? They're not in previews
That
anymore.
was Archaea.
Is it Archaea?
No, it
Yeah.
was
Arcan?
that
No.
the.
Starts with an A. It's not Antarctic.
No, it is Archaea. I'm getting Archaea confused because there's another one that Boom sucked in. I only had 5 though out of that whole time. Oh, I own this Blood Realm Alterna.
Alterna, that's it.
Yeah, Archaea was the one that got sucked in by Boom.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I would give any of these a 1 out of 5 today if I reread them.
Yeah,
I
I
might
wonder
give
if
them a 2 out of 5,
these
but well, I know Batman number 14 would at least be a 3 out of 5. There was a phase when I just couldn't stand him writing Batman.
Yeah, your brain was
Yeah, I wasn't in
wasn't
it,
working
and
for you, yeah.
now I'm very. That would at least be a 3 out of 5 or higher today.
Wow,
Even the Avengers one, there's no way I would give that a 1 out of 5.
yeah. Anymore, yeah. It's just how you felt when you read it. And a lot of it.
I had a recent 2 out of 5, but it was a pinup comic.
Oh
I don't
yeah,
even know
hate
why I
those.
got it.
I always hate when I accidentally get something like that.
I don't know why. I have a pull. I gotta stop this at my LCS for Street Fighter comics from Udon. And he gave me an Udon Street Fighter and Friends swimsuit special.
Oh, I hate some of these specials.
And man, I swear, like, with the exception of maybe 5 pinups, I thought they were lousy.
Oh,
Like,
really?
I
That's
mean,
so
well, I
funny.
wouldn't say lousy. I would say not for me. Like, if you're into like
They didn't turn you on.
anime, manga, cartoony style, you might dig these.
Okay, so
But
just the style, yeah.
yeah.
I didn't even know you're pulling the Udon Street Fighter, and I also didn't know they were still publishing it.
Yeah, that's because it's in the manga section. You probably don't see it. But I need to I gotta start trimming for sure. I just keep when I really think of this logistically, it's like I have too many and I can never read all this shit. Like it's just impossible.
Yep, it's impossible.
I gotta cut down on my Ninja Turtles. Like I don't need everything,
That's it.
especially after reading these two things that we picked. Like I realized I probably want the main title, Ninja Turtles,
Yeah.
and I want that one that's the Last Ronin. And maybe one or two offsets from that, because I did like that backup that was in one of the alphas. I enjoyed that. But I don't need like six Ninja Turtle books. There's just no way in hell I need that. I don't need to be all in.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day because I like having like runs of turtles, but I got to the same point you're at where I'm like, now that they're spinning off into all these other series, it's like, do I really need anything beyond the main series? Like, it was okay when there was like one or two because I like getting like the mini series, you know, I got them along the way, but now it's like there's like gonna be a couple different ongoing series, like two or three ongoing series, and all these other side minis. It's like, do I really need it? It's turning like into Spawn where there's like so much stuff. It's like, do I really need
Spawn,
them
I'm
all?
enjoying though. That's the difference.
Spawn, I'm still getting.
Like,
Yeah, well, because I enjoy those. Yeah.
I enjoy the world, and I think almost every one of them has a distinctive feel. Like it, I don't feel like I read one and I'm like, oh, that seems like the other book. You know what I mean? They all seem
And they're all in the
fairly,
same universe.
but they all have their distinctive voice.
Yeah. But whereas the Turtles, several of their series aren't in the main universe. Like they have the spin-offs with Masters of the Universe and Yojimbo and Last Ronin is even kind of an Elseworlds type thing.
Last Ronin, I really like. Like
Not,
that's the
yeah,
one
not that
that's
they're bad, yeah.
no that's the one that I would
Continue.
keep after all of the titles above that, like everything, because that one is more like a Dark Knight version of the Turtles. Like it's this futuristic. I like it. The main series I want to keep going because it's the main series, but
Yeah.
I think they had a better. So, what was her name? Sophia Campbell.
Yeah,
Like,
so Campbell.
I don't see Jason Aaron doing better than her. I don't know. Maybe it's just my. I only have the alpha to go by. I know the new one just came in because I got it on my stack right here. But
Yeah. And I kind of liked the what is it, Night Watcher?
yeah, I don't know where that one's going, but I was entertained artistically,
It's kind of
and the story seemed
like a Punisher type character in
the turtle world,
the
yeah.
turtle world, yeah.
I would continue that one too.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking right now. I'll get the main one and then probably the Night Watcher one.
Unfortunately, most of the series, like Star Wars and all this stuff that I'm cutting, affects the LCS because
The stuff you're
I
cutting
was
is stuff
all I
you're
was getting
cutting.
the like the all in stuff with him, and I don't want to be all in anymore. So he sees me like, oh, you cut Star Wars, and now he's gonna see me like cut Ninja
Cutting
Turtles in
Street Fighter.
half, you know? Oh, Street Fighter's gone. Like I don't even know why. I wanted one. It's his fault because he thinks because I wanted Street Fighter miniseries that I want everything Street Fighter, and it's not the case.
Oh, so if it's a mini, he'll add it to your pull list, and then you'll
Well,
get any subsequent minis as well.
I wanted the one miniseries.
Right.
I didn't want every one shot and everything else that comes out of it.
Right.
I
Yeah.
especially didn't want what is the one he gave me? Final Fight. It's like fucking not even Street Fighter. It looks cool though. Like I'll have to read this one because the art in it looks amazing.
That's cool.
Most of the Street Fighter stuff is one shots though, and I just wanted the mini series because it was a story. Like
Why do
it
you even
wasn't.
want that in the first place? Because you don't have a big Street Fighter background, do you?
I used to have my name on all the video games where Street Fighter. I was one of the best.
So you're big in when it
I'd
was
go
in
on I'd
the
go into the arcade and everybody would say, "Oh, there's the Street
arcade.
Fighter guy. He's badass
That why you have the Street Fighter, the tattoo?
Yeah, the one on my right cheek.
Yeah, you're, I thought it was your left cheek.
Well, it's in
Oh
the
no,
if I look if I
I
look
was looking
if
in the
I
mirror. I was looking
yeah,
in
it's the mirror. Yeah.
the ceiling mirror.
No, I've never fucking played Street Fighter. I mean, the only fighting game I think I ever played it in the arcades was Virtual Fighter.
I remember you said you were in that Pac-Man championship one time.
I sucked at Pac-Man.
And you played for, what was it, 12 hours straight?
I wasn't good at any video
Almost took the
games,
championship.
except for Tron. I was decent at Tron. In Space Invaders.
So why'd you get the Street Fighter
Because I
comic?
wanted to. It looked cool. Have you ever seen that one Street Fighter? Her ass? That just. She looks awesome. I don't even.
The one in,
Cammy? Is her name Cammy?
yeah, I think something like that.
Oh, God.
The one that doesn't she dress in like
She has like a ba
camo,
a ca camo
bikinis?
bikini, but the ass like just hangs out, right?
No, I don't care. I don't care. She does nothing for me.
Well, for me, she does.
Never play. Oh, I played Street Fighter, but I just mash the buttons and then lose.
Yeah.
Don't know any techniques, and I don't care to learn any techniques.
Yeah, so my 1 out of 5s are probably not 1 out of 5s today. That's for sure.
Yeah, and your sometimes your review of a comic is going to be impacted by your state of
Mood.
mind at the time.
Yeah, and now that I'm more in the mood of stuff.
Yeah, like the Tom King, you're probably just in a state where you're like,
I was probably reading that for Gotham by Geeks, and it really
yeah,
pissed me
you're
off. I
forced
was
to read
forced to
it, you
read
weren't
it.
into it, and it was different, and you didn't understand what he was going for at the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, get this poop away from me.
But I'm not that guy anymore, for sure.
You're like, let me check that poop out again.
Yeah. Let me dive into that pile of shit.
Maybe I'll like it.
Maybe I'll find a peanut in there or something.
That's right. Eat this until you like it.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of books to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
Not really. We have exciting comics.
Yeah, but those exciting comics are like huge.
Little Piggy.
When did they make exciting comics double sized?
I don't know. They really don't take a lot of time to read. Well, the
Some of them do.
Jack, what is his name?
Domino
Dominion.
Jack. Oh, Dominion Jack, yeah.
Dominion Jack was pretty wordy.
That's pretty wordy. Well,
Also,
that's like a
Tom Hutchinson's
slow loose shape.
catnip was unlike him. Like, he was telling the story in
It was
captions.
all
Like,
captions. I'm like, what the hell, man?
yeah.
Nothing happened.
That was a odd fucking. The art was great,
Oh, fantastic.
the story was
There was no
not
story.
as good.
Yeah.
My favorite was Fat Girl.
Yeah, Fat Girl's good.
I even liked it artistically. Like I know some of it's like amateuristic, like
Sure.
because they like don't zoom in and they just. Did you not go to Target? Wait,
She can
hold
go to
on a second.
Target.
What?
God damn it. Oh, Mike's gonna yell at Barb now because
What happened?
she didn't get his I don't know what would she be getting for Target for him.
Sorry,
Oh,
the
she's
bird
getting it. I can
shot.
hear can hear him yelling. Sometimes I apologize, listeners. Sometimes Mike gets a little angry.
Angry at what?
With his wife and starts yelling. Oh, sorry, we're back.
No, I'm not angry. I actually thought it was she was back from Pilates, and I'm like, why didn't she go to Target? But she didn't go to. She I guess they canceled her class.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize what time it was, to tell you the truth.
How? What? She's not going to get her Pilates on.
No Pilates today. Son of a... I read my first little. Is her name Little Lulu or Little?
There is a Little Lulu.
Lotta.
By John
Lotta.
Stanley. Oh, Little Lotta.
Little Lotta. I think Little Lulu was in there.
No.
Well, the one with the red dress and the polka dots, isn't that Little Lulu?
No, that's Little Dot.
Oh, that's who was in it. Little Dot.
Little Lulu is my Harvey.
She made an appearance in there.
Yeah, she's Harvey.
Little, Lotta.
Little Lotta.
Little yeah. Lotta. Holy crap, is that not politically correct? Oh my god, her diet is so much like mine. Like, her mentality is like, I lost 2 pounds, maybe I can eat a Twinkie.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's like...
I did the treadmill today. That means I can...
Yeah. I wonder what I could eat now.
Yes, I think that's a game we all play.
I haven't read a Little Lotta ever. I was aware of her as a character, but I never had gotten a comic book or anything.
Yeah, I haven't read a lot of Little Lotta. I think there might have been a Little Lotta Little Dot comic at some point.
Well, I think I've read Little Dot before.
Yeah.
Little Lotta seems more in my wheelhouse than Little Dot.
You don't like a girl who just put dots on everything?
Yeah. She was like trying to be Little Lotta's friend, but she was kind of annoying.
And I wish Dark Horse would get the rights to publish Harvey comics again.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Because they published, I think, only 5 volumes and then stopped.
I like Richie Rich a lot.
Yeah, so
I find that entertaining, and Casper's pretty good, and any Casper off take. I can't believe how many titles Richie Rich had. Holy crap!
He is whenever I get to a box and there's like one time I was at a convention and he had a bunch of like old Harveys and there was like huge runs of Richie Rich, and I'm like, oh man, I would love to get these, but it's like, I don't know, to get like all I got like a few, but it's like to get all the Richie Rich, there's like thousand probably. Like, there's a
well,
lot
I was
of
looking
comics
at the back of like Little Dot, and they had like the titles that are coming out, and I swear at that time you could get like 2 Richie Rich comics or 3 a week.
That's right.
A week. I'm not talking about it was a weekly, like,
oh, not even a month.
They had
wow.
4 titles a month. I'm talking about you could get 3 Richie Rich titles a week out of a month. It was crazy.
They were pumping them out. Yeah, people loved them, I guess. I know they, because they had like, yeah, they had like diamonds and gems or something. They got millions,
yeah, billions and all,
yeah,
that. Yeah.
So many. Yeah. I mean, I've liked every Richie Rich I've ever read, so poor little rich boy.
Yeah, he's definitely more entertaining than more of the characters that they have.
I mean,
me.
one of the in the Dark Horse collection, one of the volumes was Baby Huey. I haven't read that one yet.
I haven't read any of Baby Huey.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I should whip that one out. I think and then the other off title is Little Devil. Is that his name?
Hot Stuff.
Oh, Hot Stuff. That's it. Yeah. Hot Stuff, the Little Devil.
Well, they had a lot more characters than that, but those are probably the big ones, right? Casper, Little Devil. Was the Wendy the Witch?
The in the Dark Horse collection, they had Casper, Richie Rich, Hot Stuff, Baby Huey, and then Harvey Girls. So it was kind of like they collected all the girls into one.
You bought all the volumes of that?
I'm only missing one. I'm missing the Hot Stuff one. And these are all expensive. They're hard. I can't get it because it's expensive now. Well, I guess I could. Let's see which Harvey Girls are in here.
What are the title called? What is the title?
Harvey Comic Classics. Yeah, the Harvey Girls has
Harvey Comic
Little Audrey, Little Dot, and Little Lop.
Classics, Dark Horse. They're not that expensive. Ooh, $250.
Yeah, that's expensive.
Well, this
250. Ooh.
the Casper one is not too much. I could get for $15.
Yeah.
The Harvey Girls overseas is $43.35. Baby Yui's 30. So is the only one that's really bad?
It's one I don't
Oh,
have.
Hot Stuff is another one that's expensive, 145.
Oh, yeah, that's why I don't have it.
Yeah, the rest of them are affordable for
I don't know
sure.
why. How did I get like.
Richie
How did
Rich, though, if you go overseas and you're from Australia, holy, $35 shipping, though. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's rough. Yeah, I don't know how I ended up ordering one, two, four, and five and missed three.
It happens.
It happens. And then you notice it years later. Like, wait, why am I missing one? My wires are all messed up.
Yeah, I wonder how many pages are in those things. They don't look that thick, but I can't see like a side view.
They're like the thickness of a similar to an epic.
Oh, they're trade paperbacks too.
Yeah, they are. Let me see. I'm gonna guess like 200
I thought they
something.
were hardcovers.
Oh, there's more than that. It's like 500 pages almost. Yeah, I want them to republish
You
these
should
or
get on this Hot Stuff one. You could do it for 145.
it's a bargain. So I'm hoping that one day I'm at a con and it's just there.
That ain't gonna happen.
No, and people don't know what
All those
it
people at cons, though, they look at what's eBay
is. Yeah,
selling. You
I
know
know
they
they.
do. You know they do.
I know. Yeah, they do. I know they do.
You'd have to find it. Like at one of somebody really liquidating, you know what I mean? Like I really want to get rid of my shit, and I'm not there every year.
Yeah, someone just selling their stuff who doesn't care. It's just like, yeah, just whatever. $10 a book or whatever.
Yeah.
Someday I'll find it. Otherwise, I'm okay not finding it.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find all those Hot Stuff comics for at least $5 each. You'd be surprised, you know. You'd think that a lot of these funny books would be in the dollar bin, and they're not. There's a market for funny books for sure.
Yeah, there is.
And there are people that seek out of them just like romance comics. Or just like anything else. I would really like to complete the Hanna-Barbera Marvel series, because I did get Scooby-Doo. That was an expensive book, Scooby-Doo Marvel. That was not a cheap book.
Scooby-Doo Marvel.
Yeah. They had a Hanna-Barbera line like Laugh-Olympics and all kinds of different series.
1977.
You'd be surprised how much Scooby-Doo books are, all of them. Like even going to the DC run, they're not cheap.
Yeah, it looks like the Marvel ones are 30, 40 bucks each.
Yep.
Oh. I oughed
What does that
because
mean?
the final issue, at least, the Scooby-Doo number 9 for Marvel is written by Mark, how do you say his last name? Avenir?
Evanier.
Yeah, Avenir. Gonna be good writing in that.
Have you been following any news from San Diego?
Oh, there are all the Scooby-Doos are written by. It looks like they're written by Mark. Now I want them. I'm not getting them. They're too expensive. Have I been? I saw the DC's changing their logo.
Oh, to the old one?
To the old one,
To the bullet?
yeah. That'll make fans happy.
I haven't seen much, but I haven't been like chopping at the bit looking for it. I saw there was going to be a new JSA with the Infinity Inc. characters. I saw that Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Dr. Doom.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I
I
did
thought
not see
that was
that.
interesting. I saw Deadpool, and that was a really really good movie. The
You
theater
saw.
was full. I mean, it was full, and it was the 9:30 a.m. feature.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's opening weekend, though, right? So.
Yeah. I think it
Still
made
good.
almost 100 million in over the weekend.
Wow. Don't know how that compares to the earlier movies.
I think it was ranked 6 all time.
Oh, for opening.
Yeah, for any film.
That's crazy. But I think it probably makes sense in our culture. People want escapism and
I think they did the
or
right thing,
adult
and I was really
escapism.
surprised is that Disney, this is the first Deadpool movie that Disney released, kept it rated R. I'm just flabbergasted by that idea, and I'm glad they did, you know. It didn't seem to stop anybody from taking their kids, I'll tell you
Oh, really?
that.
Well, hopefully their kids saw the first ones and know knew what they're in for.
There's a lot of F-bombs, and there's a lot of violent. There's a lot of violence.
Yeah. Good. I have not seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing it. I probably won't see it in the theater, but
I was glad I saw it at the theater. 'Cause you get all the super fans like hitting the same surprises at the same time. That's one thing that
yeah.
going on opening weekend, if you haven't been spoiled, it's like, holy shit, you know, like
Yeah,
everybody
everyone's
like
just
g
getting
gasping it,
finding
you
out at the
know.
same time, yeah. Yeah, I mean that is the benefit or one of the benefits of seeing it in the theater is you get the visceral reactions of your fellow audience goers,
Yeah.
which is kind of like a communal type thing.
I read the very first appearance of Leatherface in comics, and I fell in love with it. so much that I ordered the rest of it on eBay, but I
Is
haven't gotten
that
it
a
yet.
Zenoscope?
No, it's North Star.
North Star.
Or what is the one that V-Hill works at? North, what
Yeah,
was it?
North. I think it's North Star.
North Star,
I
yeah.
didn't know they did Leatherface.
Yeah. And it was in color. It's crazy. It's like crazy violent, and the colors were so vibrant. I was like, man, this is real. And the art is like, I had to send you some samples of the art. It looks crazy. It's so good. I fell in love with it.
I'll never find this in a box. Guaranteed. Looks great.
Yeah, I got the next one's coming to me, so hopefully I'll be able to read it all. And I did read Beast of Bower Boulevard from American Mythology, and I thought it was great. I didn't expect to like it, but it was really,
Oh, that's good.
really well done.
I don't know if I picked that one up. I don't remember seeing it.
So much that I need to go to the storage unit and dig the rest of them out. I had pulled this for some reason to maybe cover on the show at some point and never read it, and finally got around to reading it, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, I don't get all of their horror titles.
Yeah, I don't either
Their horror
anymore. I
minis.
don't get the Hatchets.
Don't get those. Although I think I ordered it last,
They
was it
don't
last
do
month?
too much anymore, though. That's they pretty much are turning into one of those publishers that just resolicits their shit, and then maybe one or two books, like Archie.
Yeah, but they, unlike some of the publishers, they seem to always have a few new books each month.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't last month, was it Hatchet Kills the Goldbergs? Was that one of them?
What, they had Hatchet Kills the Goldbergs? Are you serious?
I think so.
Oh my,
Wasn't the Hatchet?
from the TV show?
Yeah, the TV show.
How did I not get that?
It wasn't called that, but it was written by Adam Goldberg.
Did you buy it?
Spell hatchet. I can't spell hatchet. Hat. How do you spell hatchet?
Hatchet.
What I thought. Oh, here we go. I was spelling it that way. Let me read the description. Oh, it was the Halloween. It says, yeah. In this annual slasher fest of horrors, Adam Green's Hatchet slices up the Halloween holiday with blah blah blah. This year, the one and only Adam F. Goldberg delivers a shocking tale in which Victor Crowley kills the Goldbergs.
What the fuck? I wonder if that's still on the site.
It is. You probably already ordered it,
I
or you
did
didn't.
not. I don't get any
Oh.
hatchets, so I didn't look at Hatchet Kills the
Yeah,
Goldbergs.
the cover is Hatchet chasing the Goldbergs.
Is that the first appearance of the Goldbergs in comics?
That I don't know. It might be. I don't remember them being in comics before.
It's DCV service. I already placed my order, but.
You can add. I think you can still edit. They still have the stuff up, so I think
Order
until they put the new
history.
stuff up, you can order.
I
And there's.
should be decreasing stuff, not adding stuff. Okay, so it's open. Now I go to pre-orders. Well, I could just type hatchet, but it might bring up a bunch of shit. Hatchet.
It'll bring up the Goldberg's one. And I got the cover. I think I ordered cover B because it has
Yeah, that's what I want. It has the Goldbergs.
Goldberg's on it.
It's added.
I was like, how can he do this? But I'm like, oh, actually, it's his family, so I'm assuming he
What was
retained
that?
the rights to it.
What was that company that was doing the Bible stuff? I forget.
I don't know. You were getting that. I wasn't getting that.
I didn't get it. But now I'm tempted because they had the next three volumes in the new previews. So
Next three volumes?
yeah, it's like six volumes total.
Oh, okay. Have you read any of those yet? Do you have any of those
No,
yet?
but it's the Bible and the creators are like
Yeah.
fucking the guy that used to do Hawkman. Like I mean, it's fucking awesome creative teams. Bennett. So now I can close this order. I didn't. I'm way over what I needed to get, but.
You're over this month. I'm over just slightly this month. I had a lot of stupid collections.
I'm over a grand, which is bad.
That
Let's
your
see.
limit?
Let me sort my. Sort by price. And see which ones are really bad. Wonder Woman, Golden Age Omnibus, Savage Sword of Conan Omnibus, Wildcats Compendium, Ghost Rider Epic Collection, Disenchantment Volume 3. I got a paying for it. I think I own that already. This is a hard.
What, paying for it? Oh,
Yeah,
paying
that.
for it. Yeah, they bring out a new version of it. I don't know. Did you ever get that?
I am pretty sure this guy's the guy that pays for prostitutes.
Yeah. We talked about it on the show back in the Micah days.
I'm pretty sure I have it. I should.
There's a new printing of it.
That one I could actually save money by taking that off.
You could.
I wish they wouldn't solicit the Bibles all at once, though, and I could just buy one volume and then.
One a month, yeah.
Oh,
That'd be
no,
easier.
well, one a month and then maybe not even monthly. They could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't need to
I
bring those
could
up. Yeah.
wait 3 months, read it, or at least look at it and say, oh, I want this. Like, this is great. Wow, you didn't tell me the Goldbergs. We didn't talk about that.
I think I might have noticed it later. I don't think I noticed it when our first pass. I think I noticed it because I don't remember how I noticed it. Oh, I think I noticed it was by Adam Goldberg, but I didn't actually notice like what it was about until I looked at the covers and I'm like, hey, the Goldbergers are on that
Yeah.
cover.
It
I'm like,
says
oh
your
shit.
order is only open for close for add
At,
additions.
oh, that's right. You can't remove probably. You might be able to email them and have them remove it.
Am pretty
Not
sure
sure.
I have had paying if I got paying for it, I probably ordered it from here. So I would see it
That's true.
in my order history. Paying for. Is that Chester Brown or.
It is Chester Brown.
No, I guess it's not here, so maybe I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I wonder if you didn't buy it and you just remember because we talked about it a lot.
Am pretty sure I bought it though.
You
I
might have
just
picked it up
I
somewhere
remember
along the
it.
way.
How
Yeah.
could I remember? I don't know.
Yeah, if you remember it, then you probably.
I remember pieces of it.
Yeah.
We have this like welded peacock with a beak that my parents gave me for, I don't know, me and Barb to put outside. And it like rocks back and forth in the wind. And inside the beak, these fucking wasps built a nest. And it looks so weird because it looks like eyeballs. I don't know
Wait,
how to.
what is it
It
again?
looks like some kind of horror movie. 'Cause they built a wasp nest inside of a
Yeah.
bird beak of a
Okay.
welded peacock.
Okay, a peacock.
Yeah.
So you got bees flying out the eyes of the peacock.
Wasps. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to spray it.
Got to do something.
Wait for winter and then rip
it
out.
We got, usually we buy those pheromone things that traps that suck in the wasp, but you have to do it like an early spring to get them all.
When they're horny.
Yeah, when they're horny.
Yeah.
And
yeah, now they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they go into a weird state of like lethargic during a certain time of the summer where they almost look like they're asleep.
Yeah.
Like they're barely moving, but they're like you could piss them off and then they'll come flying at you.
Then they'll wake up, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, the Goldbergs, that's fucking crazy.
I know.
And I would have missed that shit. Man,
I'm
you never
I'm
know.
I'm glad we discussed Hatchet.
Well, I was like, the only shit I don't ever get is Hatchet. Oh, the Goldbergs are in fucking Hatchet. I'm like, motherfucker.
That's what you think.
And they have a cover with them on it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he wrote it. Like, how did we miss that? Probably because it was Hatchet.
Yeah, I think we just scrolled past it because it was
Adam Goldberg.
Okay, Hatchet.
And it's got the grandpa in there and everything.
Yeah, and it must be. I wonder how the rights worked, like why he's able to do it, because I know it's based on his family. But I also know that they changed his family for the TV show.
Well, I'm sure he has the rights for
the TV family.
Yeah. He's the writer of, I mean, it's based on his life.
Yeah, he created it, yeah.
He's the creator. I'm sure he can choose. Plus, he could almost get rid of, he could almost pass by that parody thing. You know, like, I'm making a parody off of a parody.
I don't know if you could parody your own stuff, though.
I don't know. It's like, I'm putting the fucking Goldbergs in a Hatchet comic. That's a pretty fucking parody if I've ever heard it. Well, do you want to dive into exciting comics?
Yeah, exciting comics. Now, the first thing I'll note, man, when I pulled these out of the box, I was like, holy shit, these things are suddenly very thick. Because this thing, I think I counted, I think it's 48 pages now. Which I don't remember them even mentioning in their solicit.
But
well, I guess
they've
I don't
always
actually
been more than 32 for sure.
Have they? Has it just been so long? Just exciting? Because the other ones aren't.
Exciting's always had like three stories in it. And this one has a bunch because it's, I don't know how they ever put together Dominion Jack, the Canadian hero, but
yeah, we've seen him in past issues.
We've seen him in past issues, and there seem to be like 8-page stories, and this one collects a bunch of 8-page stories into one big volume, and it's kind of appropriate though because this one, if you broke it up, would be terrible because
It's a continuing story
about the mom and her separation to the other character and how the daughter wants her mom back and her mom's evil and which one's the mom. And I do like the art, though. I don't know why the art reminds me of Bart Sears, but it does. The face is just, it's the faces and the curves.
Yeah, I would say I can see that. I mean, I can see that you can see that, or I would not be surprised if the artist was influenced by Bart Sears
or Adam Smith, because they both come from the same school.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, the art in this is, I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad either.
What is his daughter's ability? Because I know what his ability is. His ability, he can tag somebody or be in the same area as that character and then assume the powers of that person, right? What is his daughter's
Yeah, his
ability?
is weird. I don't really understand his exactly.
Well, it flat out tells you in the back. It
I didn't
says
read that.
who is a Mint Dominion Jack. They don't he you can't tell from the story what his powers are in this book.
I just know he gets powers from other people because he like because whenever he uses powers, you can see the people he's pulling powers from. But I didn't know there were people around him or dead people. I thought they were dead people or something.
No, there are people within the vicinity.
So when he first uses it in this book, where are all those like strong guys that are?
Well, this guy's like multiplex, right? Like he can multiply his body, but he's
Oh,
his
you think
his.
they're getting him? He's getting them from the multiplier guy?
Yeah,
That could be.
yeah.
I just know there's a bunch of topless dude, shirtless dudes. I can't find them though. Maybe that was a dream I had last night.
Maybe you like dreamt that they were shirtless. You're like,
Where are they?
wow, I want all these shirtless men in my fucking Dominion Jack. I didn't see any shirtless men.
Are the shirtless men? Really not shirtless. I swear I saw shirtless men in here.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You're probably rubbing one off as you were watching and
No.
reading it.
I was not doing that.
Oh, Dominion Jack, you can multiply. Ah,
It's Canadian.
it's Canadian. Ah, I'm excited for this exciting
Now I know why they call it exciting comics.
comic. Oh my God.
Aren't these guys shirtless? I can't tell.
There's nobody shirtless in the. Maybe they colored your comic different than mine. I don't know.
I'm talking about all the blue guys. Oh, yeah, there, this guy. Isn't that the guy shirtless? You
Where?
can see his pecs on the
Where?
first page.
First page.
Just to the left of Dominion Jack's face, you can see a dude. And I don't think he's not wearing a shirt. I don't know what he's doing.
What are you seeing? I'm on page one.
The blue guy, right next to his ear. You can see a blue face under the foom. See that dude right there?
How the fuck do you see a shirtless guy?
Don't you see him?
Man, you must have a fucking attention to detail. I don't even know there was any fucking dudes in that fucking paint panel.
See on the
Except.
other side, there's a dude there, like with a like pooping face,
Yeah.
and then there's another dude on top of him.
I didn't even see that.
That guy's doing something
That
to
looks like photo reference stuff there,
Oh,
doesn't
those are
it?
photos. Those are absolutely photos.
Especially the guy above the pooping face guy.
Yeah, those are definitely photos.
That's weird. I didn't even notice that before.
Yeah, even on the next page, there's more of them. There's like a lot of them. Yeah, they're all shirtless. Bunch of they're all naked men.
I don't see any shirtless fucking people in this thing.
This guy, like on the next page, the bottom right corner, that guy's definitely shirtless.
I can't believe that you look that much into these fucking blue backgrounds.
I did because they're like photos. It's not like drawn. So I'm like, what are these like topless dudes in the
That's fucking weird, man. I didn't even notice that. Like, they're so in the background that unless you're paying attention, you'll
Yeah,
miss it.
they're easy to miss. But once you see them, then all you can see is all the shirtless dudes in the background. And that's our review of
I give this 5 shirtless dudes.
Five out of 5 shirtless dudes.
I thought the interesting thing is I still don't understand the wife's powers, like, and I don't know how she could separate. It's a 2 women and one be like the one that he fell in love with. Like, I don't understand that.
It was hard to get the full story from this issue. Yeah, it seems like the mom can do something. Well, she can possess people or something, right?
Yeah.
But somehow she ended up splitting her body into 2.
But so I don't.
A blonde haired version of her and a red haired version of her.
I didn't know if the blonde version of her, which is the evil version of her, could do that. Could she have the same powers?
I don't know.
She was wearing that armor at one point.
Yeah.
And she has that son that's evil, too.
Right.
Which
I don't know how. Does she have a son with the father?
I don't
know. Domino Jack?
No, because Dominion Jack. Dominion Jack, I think, only has the daughter. Because then that guy would be her brother.
I guess it is
their brother. I don't know.
Yeah,
did she? Did she like split into 2, go fuck some other dude, and then have this son? Like, I don't. It's so confusing. Yeah. And at one time, he like gets her imprisoned in prison, and then she splits again, and then all of a sudden she's there because the daughter's mad. Like, why didn't you tell me about
right,
mom?
Right. Well, at the start of the story, we only have the blonde woman, right? And the redheaded woman is. She's there, but she's like a ghost, so they don't know.
An astral projection, yeah.
Yeah. And then the bad guy is like his childhood friend.
Yeah, the multiplex.
Who they separate. He's pissed off at them because they disconnected at some point in life.
Fuck you, man. You left me behind. You didn't call me anymore.
Yeah, he's very upset because Domino Jack won't call him.
And I found it weird that like this culminated into a fucking event that was a curling event. I mean, does curling draw a fucking crowd like this? Look at all those people in the fucking stands.
It does during the Olympics.
I don't think this is an Olympic event.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of fucking people. They're like, these guys are pushing a fucking thing with, they're sweeping the floor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure even at the Olympics, there's not that many people.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've watched the Olympics, but I was telling Barb, man, we were watching the gymnastics last night, right? And there was a lot of empty seats, man. I was there's a lot of empty seats.
But it's just the preliminaries, so
yeah, but it's preliminaries, so you can even get there, right?
So you can get to the finals.
But some of them were, the swimming events were for medals.
They were,
yeah, because we won like a bronze and then we won a gold, but the Australian swimmer kicked everybody's ass, and now we're in this curling event and it's drawing all kinds of fans. And there's like 2 villains. One is like a comedian guy, and there's another. Actually, there are 2 females, it looks like. No,
there's the bird guy.
There's the bird guy and the female in the white mime suit, I guess, whatever she is.
Yeah.
I don't even know what their powers are. Maybe they try to take. No, she has the ability to take control of people. They just seem like it's the Joker and Harlequin, and they don't have any powers whatsoever. I don't know.
Yeah, they might not. They put bombs in the curling stones.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. So they have to get the bomb out of the building. Or they basically say the bomb's in one curling stone. You got to find out which one it is, and who are you gonna save? You know, you can only, there's only three of you, and there's four.
Yeah, I think there's four bombs.
Tied
and
out
only,
people.
There's only three of you.
It's by Jack Brigalow and Hugh Rockwood. I liked it. It's confusing. It's confusing.
It was a little confusing,
but I get the gist of the story.
Yeah, I was able to follow it. So, and they actually have some backup material. Who is Dominion Jack? Why do I keep calling him Domino Jack?
Because of all those shirtless men
and some sketches.
I wish they would have had the making of the shirtless men.
Yeah, I wish. I was like, are those? I wonder if those guys are they like friends of his or something. Like, they can't just be like random pictures. Well, I guess they could be, but that'd be weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of you while you're taking a shit. Can you? And you're shirtless. You're gonna be shirtless and you're
like,
taking
oh,
a shit. Can I take
Jack,
a picture?
Take a picture, Jack, taking a shit. I'll put that in my comment. From a con, be careful at cons.
The next one, I was like, "Oh, cool! We're gonna get some Big Dog Ink comics."
Yeah, Big Dog Ink has made an appearance.
And we got catnip, and then I was like, "Man, this is a fucking wordy bitch, man!" And it didn't go nowhere. Like
it was literally. I don't know if there's what I think there's a little bit of dialogue at the end. Yeah, there's dialogue at the end.
Well, there's a mugging, and she prevents the mugging, and somebody's out killing other cats or cat-like characters.
Well, they said they've killed her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know. She can't remember it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But the art, man. Or no, I really like the coloring in this.
Well, he always has good artists in his books.
Yeah, Wes Hartman did the colors. And
usually
J.E.
I like
Edo
his storytelling, but in this case, it was very odd storytelling because it was like almost 100% caption driven.
Yeah, it was way too much captions. Not enough action.
Art-wise, I'd give it a 4 out of 5, 5 out of 5, but story-wise,
I'd
give it a 3 out of 5, so...
Yeah, I agree.
I like the Rhino Boom one better. I thought that was kind of cute.
I did too.
The art isn't as good, but the story...
It was a lighthearted story.
Lighthearted story about a character that wants to be a hero, doesn't know how to fight, but he seems like he's like a rhino, like he's invulnerable.
Yeah, he's like the tick. He's like invulnerable, but... In his case, he doesn't know how to fight. Yeah, so he goes on a mission to learn kung fu
because somebody kicks his ass, like just beats the shit out of him, and then he's like, "I gotta learn how to fight." He wants to play video games before, and then he's like, "I gotta learn to fight." He goes to see a bunch of people, and nobody wants to train him, and he finally runs across one guy. I forget what his name is.
It's like Hero Fu.
Hero Fu.
Yeah.
And he does train him, and that poor guy doesn't get paid before he gets to leave. But he's able to use his Hero Fu and stop the guy that kicked his ass at the beginning. Rhino Boom. I also thought the name was catchy.
Rhino Boom.
Yeah.
It was funny. Do you think, was catnip a Kickstarter, or is this like a new...
I think catnip was a reprint of something he did. I think everything that he's doing at Antarctic, he's already done.
Yeah. Well, I know he's reprinting Critter through them. I don't remember catnip, though.
Well, I used to buy a lot of his Kickstarters and comics. Let me see if it's in here. Catnip. Yeah, it shows
It might have been a backup of something too.
Oh, that's definitely not a comic that was... Catnip is by Sideshow, 1992, by Jim Riddings. That's something different.
I wonder if it's in this. Big Dog Inc. had a camp crossover special. Oh, is that currently going on?
Yeah. I bought the first crossover, not the second one.
I wonder if Catnip was in there. Because I think she's in...
That's
just featuring Catnip awareness. Yeah, Catnip is in the last camp crossover, but I don't know about the first one. So it may be that he's been putting Catnip in anthology type books.
Maybe. I thought it was Critter, though. It looks exactly like Critter. That's why I get confused. They both have bunny ears. They look the same.
Cat ears.
Yeah. Cat ears, that's what I meant. And then 42 had my favorite, which was Fat Girl. I liked that one.
It said Fat Girl and the Canadian Sentinel.
And it was tied in. It links into the Nothing Man comic book that we read.
Yeah, it takes place in the Nothing Man universe. Yeah, this is by... So John Rhodes... It was interesting. John Rhodes was the creator, and I think John Rhodes wrote Nothing Man, but this one was written by Nicole Kane.
Yeah.
So it's basically... So it's written by someone else, but in the Nothing Man universe. And I actually kind of like that because... You see the events going on in Nothing Man, like in the background and on the news and stuff, while you're following the story of this girl. Is she like a welder? She works at a steel place.
She works at a steel place. She's the only girl there. It seems like the guys make fun of her an awful lot.
I don't know what she's doing still working there. Yeah. She needs to go to HR.
HR. She needs to report this. But she sees what's really happening between the heroes, and she's like, these fuckers aren't really heroes that the media is playing them out to be. And she decides to build her own armored suit, if you will, and become Fat Girl.
And I like that her coworkers are like all into Chaotica. They're like, oh, she's so sexy.
She is. Man, she's very scantily clad. I mean,
she is.
She's barely wearing anything. And I think when we read Nothing Man, we were like, God dang, man. She's hardly clothed at the time.
Yeah, that was, I remember at least the first few installments of that, there was always like, very titillating costumes.
Well, yeah, he had a lot of women in that book.
A lot of
scantily clad women.
A lot of nipples poking through costumes.
And chains and all kinds of weird costumes. And then the next one is a Canadian superhero that is a rock.
He is. Famous Canadian superhero.
They throw him off a plane for his parachute, and they had no intention of his parachute going off.
Yeah, like, we gave you a special parachute, but it's just a normal parachute.
It's bullshit. They just wanted to drop him on top of Hitler.
Crashed into Hitler's castle and punched him.
So he's defeating... He defeats Hitler in the past, and then in the future, it's weird how they have like that Aryan movement, like we saw in real news with their little candle, their little light sticks or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They like recreated that scene here, and then they said present day, and they kind of drop him out of a plane on this one too, but he runs into a villain.
Yeah.
With the swastika.
Then it jumps back and forth between the past and the present. I thought I did too much jumping.
Yeah. Unneeded jumping.
Yeah. It's like every page, turn the page. 1946, turn the page. Present day, turn the page.
I think they should have just showed all of the past and then cut to the future.
Yeah, or you can jump back and forth a few times, but it was just like constantly jumping back and forth and back and forth and back and forth.
I liked it.
I liked it as well.
Everything I enjoyed for the most part, but I thought I like if I was to follow anything, I want to follow a fat girl and and the rhino boom. I like those a lot.
Yeah, I think those were my favorites as well.
And I do like Dominion Jack. I like the art, and I think. I just get confused in those stories, and they're a little too dense, I think.
Yeah. There was a lot that was a little confusing because it wasn't explained well.
And Catnip looked gorgeous. I just...
Catnip, I think, will be good. It's just... It was weird to have your introductory story be mostly captions and nothing really happened.
I expected to like that one the most.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle because of the way the story was told. Because I'm a fan of Big Dog Inc. You know, I might have a full run of all the ones that were actually published.
You were getting that forever.
And then
for
Kickstarter, I supported a lot of it, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited that he's come to a publishing agreement with Antarctic Press now. That because I have not gotten any of his Kickstarters. I used to get most of the stuff back in the day, on and off.
The number ones.
All the number ones. So I was getting Critter for a while. But I always wanted to check out all that stuff, so.
What do you want to jump to next, Bill?
You want to do Pooh versus Bambi?
That was dense.
This was a dense issue.
That fucking took forever to read.
There was a lot of words on each page.
So I thought with the first two there was a great balance. Do you know what I mean? Like moving the story forward and
for sure I will say it was definitely noticeable this issue that there was a lot of text, and I don't remember that in past issues.
Yeah. I thought it was too much explaining motives, like, oh, this was Bambi's motive, or this is Pooh, and it was caption boxes up the wazoo.
Only at the beginning,
and
though.
And I think it lost some of the momentum. I personally thought, like...
I disagree.
I thought it was too much.
I thought at the start it was. Yeah, at the start it was. But once they got to, like, the plane stuff, that was just mostly action. Although, I guess there was some... So in this, it starts off with where Pooh is... still captured on the island with who's the main bad guy? Kanga. So Kanga has them captured.
Kanga has them captured.
Yeah,
they sort of leave them,
rough them up.
Yeah,
and kill them actually.
Well, they make you think that Bambi's the bad guy, but it's really Kanga, I think, and Roo.
Right. And so at the start of this, Pooh and Piglet are captured, but they managed to escape because Pooh bites Roo's face.
Yeah,
that's great. And it was a nice fight scene, but then they find out that there's a plane going off with the heffalumps that are infused with bombs, and they're going to drop the Heffalump so they explode and spread the mutant DNA across the country world. So then they have to fight it. But I thought there was a really great action scene when they were trying to get onto the plane. Like they're chasing the plane in the Jeep, and they're trying to like knock them. And they get attacked by the were tiger.
Well, that's Tigger.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers, or Tiggers are wonderful things.
Tigger is not a wonderful thing in this world. And then we change artists, which I thought was unfortunate. Because I really like the main artist. So I was sad that we got a fill-in artist for these middle pages. But then the regular artist comes back at the end. So I don't know what happened there. But I like this story.
Yeah, I liked it. I think it was pages 1 or 2 and 3 that just
starting
seemed...
off with that much text was a little rough. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even like captions. It was them talking, like so much monologue.
Yeah, page 2 and 3 there's tons of dialogue, like a lot. It's a lot.
It's like you can't even see the art in some cases. Like there's just word bubbles everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, the artist had to do some tricks to make room for all those bubbles.
I guess it wasn't as bad as I made it out to be. I think the first 3 pages were very wordy.
Yeah, it gets better after that.
And then it gets better.
But there's still occasional scenes where there's a lot of explanation.
Yeah.
But the fight scenes, there's not a lot. Or the action scenes.
And it ends like the end for now. So it looks like they stopped what they needed to stop, but they still have that mutated stuff that will turn humans into hybrid animals.
Right. And then is that who I think it was at the end?
Let me see. Let me turn to the end.
The new bad guy?
Oh, Eeyore?
The real bad guy. Yeah, Eeyore.
I didn't even snap until you said that. That's Eeyore. That sure is.
Silly old bear.
Yeah.
This was a really good series.
The
like...
donkey named Eeyore is his friend. It was way better than it deserved to be. That's what I think.
It was actually a really good story. They did some really interesting things with the characters, and there's enough like nostalgic type things
to say, yeah. I know those characters.
Yeah. And the art, like the main artist, Jordi Tarragona, is fantastic. So good.
Yeah.
I love his line work. It's and his faces.
Well, I read 2 books that you didn't buy.
You did.
I was surprised you didn't buy them.
I'm surprised I didn't buy
number ones. I know you say you don't like Joe Casey, but you missed out, man.
I didn't buy that one because I don't like Joe Casey.
You don't like Godland?
I only get Godland because of the art.
Why don't you like Joe Casey? That's fucking ridiculous.
I don't know. It does. I'm not saying he's a bad writer. It just doesn't work for me for whatever reason.
I thought this was really good. This is Joe Casey and Paul Fry.
Yeah, sell me on it.
This is kind of like, at least the way I read it, it didn't read like the back matter. The back matter says that this is sort of dedicated to the continuity of Image Comics, like when it first launched. That was the idea behind it, to fill in and generate a continuity for Image. And what it reads like, it kind of does read like that a little bit, because there's this team, and man, does it look like Youngblood. Like it feels, and it the whole idea of the publicity of Youngblood having their own t-shirts and action figures and being in the public eye, that's what this Blood Squad 7 is. They have their own superhero toy line and everything. And this has to do with political intrigue about a mother and a daughter, and the mother's trying to protect the daughter. And there's like a undercover covert event of superheroes going on in the war in Ukraine that are trying to stop Russian soldiers from doing something. And it's like a Patriot Games mixed with Youngblood. It is pretty good. It's high placed. It's got a good story. I think it's written well. If you like those type of movies, like Tom Clancy-ish movies, then I think you'll dig this. It's pretty exciting. I didn't realize they had a Eric Larson cover, or I would have bought it with issue 2.
Was it ridiculously expensive?
Probably. Yeah. It was a 1 in 50, just like the other one.
Ooh.
I did get the other one, though.
The 1 in 50?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I'm trying to get the Blood Squad 7 after the fact, but I haven't been successful. Maybe it'll show up after, but I'm willing to pay for it, too, so... It's Eric Larson. I need it. I gave it a 4 out of 5, and I think it's only going to get better as it fleshes out some plot lines. And I've been watching a lot of these types of movies anyway, so it fit right in with it. And then Destro continues the Energon universe, and it was really well done. It's Dan Waters and... Andrea Bressman, Bresson. And this one was really good too. Again, political intrigue. Destro's an arms dealer in the G.I. Joe universe. And he's working with Cobra Commander, which was the previous series that just wrapped up. And he's supplying Destro with Energon. And it shows Destro taking over a small country after taking over the guy that was running that country, sort of betraying him so he can keep moving arms in his favor. And he's like, nothing against what you were doing. This is all about profit. And that turns him into an arms dealer at like some convention selling wares. And his competition seems to be the twins, Zamot and, God, I can't remember his name. Let's see if I can find it. I know Zamot's Tomax. Tomax and Zamot, who are also...
They're backwards.
Yeah. They are his competition. So... Yeah, it turns into like a bloody warfare as they attack Destro. So, yeah, this fits right in with everything that's been going on in the Energon universe, and I am so digging it. I am so into G.I. Joe and Transformers. Transformers is still my favorite, which is weird because I love the G.I. Joe property much more, but... I find the Transformers comic by Daniel Warren Johnson to be absolutely fantastic. They did win an Eisner for it too, I think. Or they were at least nominated. They were nominated. They might have won. I can't remember.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the...
I think they won. I think they were nominated for two things, Transformers... And I can't remember what they won for. They won for something.
That's cool.
But, yeah, I was pretty happy with those books, and I thought you got all Image number one, so I was surprised. But
I understand that I didn't get the Joe Casey, but I was surprised I didn't get the Destro. I thought for sure I still don't know why I didn't get that. It must have been an expensive month, and I don't know. I didn't get it.
And then Blood Squad 7, I forgot, it had a four-page Eric Larson story in it, which was really sweet, with
What?
Savage Dragon, and it was original material, which
Yeah,
I was
sure.
really
Sure it
happy
was.
about.
That would be great.
It was awesome.
It
Like,
probably told a secret that you've been waiting
it was so good.
for years.
It was basically a sex scene between Malcolm and his wife, but Maxine. It was incredible.
Was it very explicit?
Very explicit.
Ooh, I'm sad I missed it.
Yeah. But you decided not to get an issue number one from Image Comics, so you
Don't
missed
get
out.
all of them. I don't get all of them. There's too many to get all of them.
Well, if I would have known, I would have not got a lot of number ones, but I thought you were all in. But now that I know you don't read all the number ones, I am not going to get all the Image number ones anymore.
You already said that in the past. You're cutting down on
I think I'm going
your
to
number
be
one.
more selective,
You're only getting six a month.
and I'm going to get all the ones that are in continuity for sure, like Geoff Johns and the Spawns and everything that I like. And
So
then
the universes that you like, yeah.
yeah.
It's fair.
And this one seems to be Blood Squad 7 seems to be in the Image universe with Spawn and Savage Dragon and Shadow Hawk, and of course his creation Dutch makes an appearance. So yeah, we'll see where it goes for sure.
So are there appearances of all the other characters too?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh, that means at some point I'm gonna have to get a Savage Dragon appearance.
Well, you might get one. I don't know. It just seems based on the premise, like I read the back matter. It
I'll have to see
seems
if there's a.
so much like it's gonna have like a local, you know how Local Man did it with a lot of characters?
Yeah.
It seems like this one's gonna do it too.
Do the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to pay attention for a Savage Dragon variant cover.
Those ones though, I didn't think the variant covers were even solicited. You know what I, because I don't remember in our catalogs them saying a 1 in 50. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think those would have showed, they definitely show up in those fucking DCBS FOC emails. But I kind of did something stupid. I bought one, I bought it for $50. But if I was smart, I would have bought it from my comic shop for 20, because that's a big difference.
That is a big
That's
difference.
$30 of comic book money.
There's so many comic books you could have bought.
Yeah. But I
What's
didn't
this
know
book
about
called?
it.
Secret Squad?
I learned it from
Secret
Kirk.
Squad.
Kirk is the one that's, I think I am both of us in our little geek brunch chat window or something and said, "Did you see this?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't."
He did say that, and I looked and I saw that it was 1 in 50, and I said,
Yeah.
nope.
And I said, "Okay, but I don't feel like placing a My Comic Shop order, but I'll do DCBS." And I didn't notice the price difference until later. It was a big difference.
That is a big. I didn't realize that you had done it through DCBS. That's
Well, I saved on shipping, but I don't think if I bought a
You
small
did probably another
order,
$30
I
though.
wouldn't have saved. I would have saved like 15 or 10, depending on what I ordered, right? Because I
Sure.
would have just have ordered that from my comic shop. I would have thrown in some other stuff.
Yeah, you would have thrown in whatever you have in your cart or whatnot.
Oh, Somnawan, an Eisner.
I did see that. I was very happy about
Yeah.
that.
And I still have to get the third fucking issue. God damn it. I fucking hate Distillery.
I have them all.
I fucking hate. Did you see what they had? Nothing in the cat. Nothing in DCBS. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you mean last month?
Yeah. There's nothing. There's some collected editions. That's it.
That's good.
But it doesn't fucking show all the stuff that's in the magazine. That's for sure.
I know. I know I'm going to miss stuff because
I'm almost to say I'm going to put my bet on the creators and just get the collected edition. Like, I'm not going to try it.
Not even bother with the
I'm not going to fucking bother with the singles because they're fucking me. And if I just get the collected edition, I'll just have it all. Because if it's an Azzarello, the probability of me liking it is 99%.
Right. And some if it's Lotte book.
Tinian, like I'm going to like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't name one Tinian book that I said, oh my God, this was a 1 out of 5. No, it's always good or enjoyable. So I'm almost to just switch. Like, I'm so frustrated with Distillery. Oh,
man. Talking about Tinian, or how do you say his name? Tynan?
Tiny Onion.
Tinian. Tinian. Oh, they had World Tree Volume 2.
Yeah.
Solicited, so I said, oh, I should read Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I started reading the trade. I read most of it. Damn, that's so good.
I just finished hearing David talk about it on 11 O'Clock Comics, and he said it had a little lull, but man, it's crazy good.
I haven't got to the lull yet, but oh, it's so good. The story is so good, and the art is like, God, it's so good. And I love that the naked lady looks like a Gillian March character.
Oh.
I don't know why. I just, like, that thrills me.
Well, I have all of the issues, so.
Singles, yeah.
I better get on it. I just hate going to the storage unit. Fuck. I don't mind going on Saturday mornings, but I just hate the fact that I can't. You know how I like to read stuff? I don't like the idea that I have to go somewhere to read stuff. I like to be able. I miss the days where I was just like, well, I can go find that in the basement, and then I can read it. I could read it, and I didn't have to get in my car, drive a mile, and then get my books.
And why did you decide to put your newer comics in the storage unit instead of your old stuff?
Because the old stuff is, to me, more valuable.
Yeah.
In my mind. Yeah. And if the
well,
new
it's not in your mind, in reality.
Well, the new stuff is a flash in the pan. Like, it's hot, and then it's not.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. So you want to keep the stuff that means the most to you and that has the most monetary value close to you.
Yeah.
I understand that. It does make it more of a pain in the ass for you, but I do understand it.
So what are you doing with the Energon universe? Are you just out entirely?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
You're not getting Transformers?
No.
Wow. That is so fucking good.
Yeah, I figure I'll get it at some point. I just don't know what format I'm going to get it in yet.
I mean, we were on Retrocast, and me and Rob were talking Transformers for like 15 minutes.
Retroformers or the new series?
We were talking about current stuff on the Retrocast.
That's not legal. I'm going to have to fine you guys.
That's okay, because I own it.
I'm going to fine you guys.
I'll throw you off the podcast.
And I'll put that money into paying for a server.
Yes, please do that.
store episodes.
Please. So yeah, those were good books. I understand why you're not getting them though. Like, to really, I think, get the full effect of Destro, you have to be reading everything. Like, you have to read Cobra Commander, and you have to understand how all these are tying together and linking in and out. And if that's not your thing, then you probably don't want to read it. And then Blood Squad 7, I know I have writers that just don't click with me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the G.I. Joe and Transformers stuff, I mean, I started in the same place as you, where our generation was just, we were just slightly a few years too old for that stuff. So I didn't have it as part of, it's not nostalgia for me. And so it's not that, in reading the new stuff, it's not that I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was fantastic. But there's just so much. It's like, I can't fit it in. And so I'd like to read it one day, but I have to figure out how I'm going to read it. Maybe just be digital. I don't know. Or maybe I'll get it from the library. Or maybe at some point they'll bring out an omnibus and I'll just get that.
Yeah.
So it's something I plan on reading someday, but I'm just not getting it now. It's just not. Financially and in terms of storage, it doesn't make the cut. Whereas for you, if I'd done what you're doing and kind of kept up with it and started into it, I'd probably be doing the same thing and saying, yeah, this is great, I'll just continue with it. But I gotta be choosy, try to be a little choosier in which series I'm gonna
break your back over,
get ongoing. Yeah, that I'm willing to,
that you're willing to pull a muscle in your back and be out for 3 days. Yeah, you're like, is that really worth it? Do I want to hurt myself? No.
But this time I did. I alternated heat and ice on my back on that first day, and that really helped, because after that it was just a slight pain. It was no longer a big pain.
Yeah. In Baltimore, we're gonna be about a mile away, so you gotta stay healthy. Can't carry a long box with you, or we'll have to Uber it.
No, yeah, I understand that. I'm gonna. Is it about a mile away? That's far.
It's a mile away. Yeah, we couldn't get a room. We could not find a hotel that had a two room thing, like a living room and a bedroom.
Oh yeah.
So you'd have. We could only find one where you'd be in our bedroom. So we're near the pier. So we're near the water.
Yeah. I thought you stayed there before. Isn't that where you usually stay?
No, we stay
by the water.
We stay at the Hilton, which is definitely walking distance, like right across it.
But we'll have
it's
to it, talk.
It's actually connected. It's connected to the convention center.
Ah.
Yeah.
But there's no big rooms there.
No, but if you want to switch, we can switch.
Yeah, we'll have to talk.
But talk sooner than later, because we would have to move our room. And you'd have to get it. Like, we could tell you where we would stay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, Barb will text you where we would stay if it wasn't for the two-room thing.
Okay.
Okay?
Perfect. Yeah, because the convenience might be
worth it.
Override, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be, if you do stay, and we're going to the ball game, that is walking. That's definitely walking distance from where we were, because we've walked there before. Yeah, we've walked there to the stadium from
Oh yeah, I think I
the
found it.
hotel.
It says find us next to Oriole Park.
Yeah. You could actually, the
We're
room
connected
that,
to the Baltimore Convention
yeah,
Center via Skywalk.
that we were in before, we could actually see the ballpark. Like, you could see it. So, yeah, let Barb will text you and then let us know because we could switch stuff.
Okay.
And where were we? We still have two Ninja Turtles and a little piggy.
We do.
One of them got me mad because I liked it so much, and I'm not happy with Scout though. So,
That must be a little piggy.
yeah, little piggy.
Little piggy was great.
I like Little Piggy. Little Piggy was probably my favorite of the bunch, and it felt like a Blumhouse book to me. Just in terms of setup, the twist in it with it being werewolf driven, like that changed it a little bit, but
Maybe
God,
changed it a little bit.
I found it to be a little weird. I'm very into like creepy families, like just like there's a
So
movie coming out.
you wish they were just
I wish
a weird family of 100 people for fun
yes,
and not that they were werewolves.
that they were werewolves.
Yeah.
But the fact that they are werewolves, this was creepy. I felt they make you feel sorry for the kid and how he doesn't fit in and how he seems to have a crush on this girl, and then they flip it on its head because she's going to camp with her family, and then the father's taking his son hunting, supposedly,
Right.
and it's really setting this family up so they can hunt them.
Yeah, because what you don't know and you find out when the father and son get to the lake and you can see the cabin across the way is that they actually own the cabin and they're the ones renting it out.
There was an interesting scene in the that I wanted to talk about because I didn't artistically understand what was happening. But you know how he goes over there and said, "Can I have a stick of butter?"
Yeah.
So it looks like he's going in the fridge to get a stick of butter, but he's bringing out a jar of something.
Let me try to find that
The
page.
father, it's a jar of pickles. Oh, did he ask for buttered pickles? I thought it
Who?
was butter. Let me find out. They
Hey, where? I don't see. Oh yeah, I see the pickles. Let's see. He says,
my
"Oh
son
wait."
and I are camping and we forgot butter.
I say,
Sure
"Let me
would.
grab you." Oh, no, I think he was just because he's like, "You'll have to excuse me. We just unpacked and I'm not entirely sure where the kids put everything." He's all right.
So
I think he just. I
he's
think he was
moving
just.
the butter,
Yeah, he
the
was just moving the
pickles.
pickles out of the way, looking for the butter.
I just thought that the expression on his face was very odd. Like he almost looked angry in that panel where it says, "I see exactly what we need." The guy that's getting the jar of pickles in that
Yeah.
panel
Oh
looks like
yeah, when he
he
looks
looks
back,
like
he's
he looks
mad.
back and he's mad.
Yeah,
Like
he's
I
mad.
thought when I read it the first time, I was like, I think he's going to clock him with this jar of pickles. But he punches him
Yeah,
in
I'm
the
not sure
face
what the expression, why he has that expression on his face.
and then puts little piggy masks on everything. And it's kind of horrible because the daughter, he's got two daughters, and one is like priest. I mean, definitely elementary school, it seems like.
Yeah, she's like
And then she's a
nine or something, 8 or 9.
teenager, is the older daughter.
Yeah, she's in high school.
And they're like, "We're gonna hunt you down. Like my son's gonna hunt you down." Like it's pretty fucked up. And
Well, they
they
didn't just put the pig faces on. He just like stapled them onto their faces.
he stapled them on.
He has a staple gun. He's my stapled God. Guns onto their faces.
I didn't notice that. That's fucked up. This is a fucking little girl.
I know. It's like a little 8-year-old girl, and he's stapling a mask under
her
face.
Oh, God. That's even more of a horror story.
But it's okay, because they're werewolves, so.
So they untie him at the end, and they say, run, and I'm going to make this game fair to you guys. I've hit some weapons out in the woods for you, and one of them has a silver bullet in it.
That's so good.
Yeah. I actually thought this was a 5 out of 5, though, because I just thought the... Like, I know Sean Gabarin, and I've met his wife. I have commissions from his wife, because she actually draws, and he does horror comics. And mm-hmm. he did a horror comic, and he's really good, and he's been around for a while. I think his latest work was at Action Lab doing Puppet Master. And I just thought this was... Man, this was so good.
And yeah, I gave it a 5 out of 5 as well.
The reason I'm mad is because, yes, they solicited 2 and 3, resolicited them, but I don't know. I don't trust Scout. Like,
Did they resolicit 3? I know 2 is in last month's. I got to decide if I want to get in singles or in. I should probably get in singles.
I would.
Because I feel that I can't count on a trade.
You can't even count on the singles. So
that's true. Yeah, maybe I'll add it. I'm at it. I liked it. I'm at it right now. Edit order.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, man, I'm so above my limit. That's wonderful. Gotta stop this. Stop. Can't just add stuff willy nilly. It's done.
The thing I don't like is previews, you know, like you're like, oh, I'm going to save money because AWA is going away. Scout's almost like not existent anymore. Vault only has like, Vault is staying pretty consistent, 2 to 3 books a month.
Mm-hmm. Avatar's gone.
Archie is like 2 books a month. Avatar, Boundless, they're gone.
AWA's. Has very they've
well,
always
it's
been
just
limited.
Trades now, like they don't have anything and 2 months in a row, so yeah, you'd think you'd be saving some, but then there's these weird companies that are popping out of nowhere and they're soliciting stuff that seems interesting,
yeah,
and makes you very curious, so I know,
it is stupid. Like, you figure if I was getting a certain amount, like price amount of books a month, and then 5 to 10 publishers aren't publishing books anymore, how's my total still the same?
Yeah.
It should have reduced.
It's because their dollar amount has gone up.
Yeah. And some stuff like Spawn keeps multiplying. Turtles keeps multiplying.
But he's keeping it cheap, at least.
Oh, I know. Knock on wood.
With cardstock covers too.
I know. Don't say that out loud. Maybe he doesn't know that everyone else has raised their price.
I think he knows. I think he's I think he's throwing him a middle finger like, fuck you guys. I can afford to do this.
He's like, hey, I got the fans. I can do this. You can't.
Yeah, I got the money and the fans is what he's saying, I think.
He's like, look, I'm going to bring out 3 more series and I'm going to get the same numbers for those.
Yeah.
So I can charge, and I'm only going to charge $299.
I wouldn't think the majority of them are selling well. I think Spawn is probably still number one. And I wouldn't have any idea how the others are.
Yeah, I mean, compared to Spawn, I'm guessing all the offshoots get similar numbers. Some of them might get more like the more ongoing ones, the Gunslinger and stuff.
I think Gunslinger would be two if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'm like the smaller ones like Rat City and Monolith, those are probably less.
Oh yeah, I think they're significantly. Sam and Twitch might be doing okay, just because they've been around for a while.
Yeah, they got the legacy. So fans from the past who are gonna jump back
Yeah.
aboard.
Let's jump into Free Comic Book Day, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. We get the Night Watcher.
Do you think he's a turtle?
I don't
He
know.
looks like one.
He does, but it looks like he's fighting mutants, but they're actually humans wearing costumes.
What were they gonna do? What was their
Mean, he does
motive?
have, he only ha he has turtle hands, though, so. The bad guys?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's what I didn't understand what they were doing. They're in the sewers. Hurry up. Blah, 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 blah.
So he's my, yeah, my cousin worked here, so they're trying to break into some place.
And they have like sophisticated guns for sure. Because they shoot Night Watcher a bunch of times and he's bulletproof. Or laser proof. They almost look like some kind of laser gun, but
It says this money belongs to people. People from here, they need it. So apparently they're stealing money from, are they in a bank? Oh yeah, they're in a bank. So they're robbing a bank. That's what they're doing.
It almost looked like a sewer, though, because it looked like there are waters on the ground. But I
It's
guess
a
it is a bank. Just in that second page,
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
it looks like there's what like they're standing in water. But I
I think
don't
it's
think
paper.
they
It must be.
are.
No, I think it's papers.
That's a lot of fucking paper.
Yeah. It did look like water, though. I thought the same thing. It does look like they're in a sewer, but they're actually in a vault. I liked it. I'm intrigued by this vigilante turtle.
Splinter's Day Off was like a cutesy story kind of thing.
Yeah, that's just a. The turtles go out. Splinter makes the turtles go out because they're interrupting his meditating, and then he just plays video games.
Well, he starts doing everything that they're doing.
That they were doing, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got It All Begins Here, Prelude to Ninja Turtles Alpha.
Yeah.
I really liked the art by Burnham. I thought he did a good job.
Where's my comic? I can't find it. Oh,
It's
here it
written by
is.
Jason Aaron and Chris Burnham.
Yeah.
Colors by Brian Reber.
Yep, it looks like Chris Burnham art.
This is like a weird hostile type thing, it looks like. Is they capture a bunch of mutants, mutated animals,
Yeah, they were
and
captured.
they pay these security guards to go hunt them down. And this guy seems really angry about shit and just wants to hunt down an animal and torture it. He's like, here's the weapons, here's the basic package you bought. And they give him a frying pan, some brass knuckles, a screwdriver, a hammer, an axe. A crowbar and a bat, and they said,
He's like,
pick your weapon. And
hey,
then,
are these really the best weapons you've got? And said, you paid for the basic package.
I guess this is Donatello. How did you ever tell the Ninja Turtles apart? Well, I know weapon-wise you can, but in this case, how did you know it was Donatello without them telling you?
I don't think you would know.
Because he's not wearing a mask.
Nope, and he doesn't
Oh,
have a
because of
weapon.
this. Well, he has a staff. He grabs a boast. Oh no, he grabs the boom. Is Donatello's weapon the stick? It is, right? The staff?
Oh, the yeah, might be.
Because he grabs the broom handle.
He is.
Starts beating the shit out of this guy, and the guards. He's trying to break out, and then they zap him and beat him.
Beat him down and throw him back in his cage.
Where's that sandwich coming from? Did he steal it? Oh shit, he did. That was the sub sandwich that the security guard was eating.
Yeah. Oh, he grabbed it off. Yeah,
grabbed
it
off the table and brought it with him and shared it with his little weasel friend. Yeah, it should be interesting. It just seemed like it was hard to tell, like what they're trying to do, or what
yeah, I'm not
why
sure
why
where,
I'm in the situation
here,
I'm
yeah.
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one did a really good job of introducing every character for sure, and then telling a story,
yeah,
of a scientist that mutates herself into a spider.
A grotesque spider.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm gonna read Mutant.
I like the art a lot in that one.
Mutation. Yeah.
It looks really good.
Well, it sounds like they have like a mutant island, and the humans are trying to spy on them, and they keep shooting their drones out of the sky. And there's also a mutant town in New York City where they're trying to commingle. And one of the sergeants that's spying on the island goes to the island because he wants to see what's going on and sees a lot of hybrids being spun up in webs and killed. And then he teams up with old Hob, or is that his name?
Yeah, he faces off with Hob, and then they end up being on the same side.
Yeah, and it looks like Jenica's just rocking out. They obviously introduce her, or she's been introduced already, but into the story.
Into the story, yeah.
I liked it, and I did think the art was really good.
Yeah.
I thought
Hob
looked
really
like
the
Black Sad stuff.
Yeah, it is a little bit style wise. Oh, Gavin Smith did the art. I like him. So is that like a limited series, The Mutant Nation?
I think so. But it sounded like this came out of the Armageddon video game tie-in. Like, the whole setup for the story came right out of it, yeah.
Oh, it's ongoing.
Oof.
New ongoing series. Yeah, so this is one I had to... I think I probably ordered the first issue.
I don't think it's been solicited yet, has it?
Oh, I don't... Oh, maybe I didn't order it. I don't know. It's on DCBS's site.
Oh.
God damn it. I don't know. I gotta pull up my order. My spreadsheet. The month of July.
Yeah.
Turtles. Mutant Nation. Yeah, I did order it. But that's when I had to decide if I want to continue getting it.
Are you going to get the Jason Aaron one?
I'll probably get, yeah, I think I'll get the Jason Aaron one. Has it been solicited? Just the first one, maybe?
The Aaron one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out already.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I have it in my
So,
stack.
yeah, I should be probably getting it then this week.
Well, if you're getting stuff for next week, let's say next time we're covering Savage Dragon. I know that one's out, the new
Another
one.
Savage Dragon?
Yep.
What? So quick.
I had pulled something out of the storage unit, and I can't remember the name of it, but I don't know if you got it. But I want to cover Beyond the Pale from Dark Horse.
Beyond the Pale. Beyond. Beyond the Beyond.
And pale is PALALE.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Oh, no, I didn't. Beyond Pale?
Beyond, I thought it was beyond.
I did get a comic called Beyond Pale.
Okay, that's probably it.
They might have changed the name of it. Oh man, I have to find it then.
That's
It
a Vietnam thing.
is?
Yeah, I think so.
It should be in this box right here. Yeah. Vietnam. What?
Beyond the Pale. Yeah, it's
Oh
Beyond
yeah,
the
Beyond the
Pale.
Pale, you're right. War correspondent, the last of black soldiers in Vietnam. Oh,
And then we can cover maybe Fantasy Comics. I think that's the next in the rotation. We'll just do two of them because those are big ones.
are they?
Yeah. That one's not the anthology. That's just the continuing story of that girl.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
And then whatever else you got, you come up with. Or if I go to the storage unit again, I can find something. But we still have an Elizabeth Bathory number 13 to cover.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Hey, do you want to read Zenoscope Horror and Fantasy Illustrated Plum Island?
It's called Plum Island.
Plum Island. I have that in my stack of stuff I want to read.
Okay, we can do that.
I think it'll be good.
I need a scope. I should have it.
I assume you have it. It would be weird if you didn't.
If I could spell island.
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because you
That's
speak.
interesting. It's got two entries. Why does it have two entries?
Two entries.
What is the difference? Oh, what is the title? Is it illustrated or illustration? That's the
What?
difference.
It's illustrated. What's illustrated? Illustration.
Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
Open up the inside of the cover and tell me what it says.
Okay.
In
You
the
mean in the
Indicia.
Indicia? It says Horror and Fantasy Illustrated Plum Island. I
I wonder why there's this one.
see no illustration anywhere.
So I need to delete that other one. I don't know how that got fucked up. I didn't fuck it up. Somebody else did.
My comic shop says number two.
Number two, what?
It must be Horror and Fantasy Illustrated number two. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Because there was Horror and Fantasy Illustrated Cradle of Shadows.
Plum Island is number one. I wish they'd have like ongoing ones to.
I did get that. Yeah, these are all one shots.
I'm gonna delete this guy.
The illustration one.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone typed in wrong.
Modify, remove. Yes. So hopefully my database will come back after that. That's gone. Elizabeth Bathory 13.
13.
I didn't know where all the people came from in this, but it seems like a lot of the boys from the town were taken because they had big dicks. And they were lined up to have an orgy. That's what it looked
Yeah, what
like
is
to
it?
me.
We're down. Oh, they're at the laminate caves with the laminas.
So the last issue we saw, Elizabeth Bathory got betrayed by Vagina Breast
Yeah,
and
Garunta.
Garunta and everybody else. Now Garunta is cut in half. Like she's literally,
Yeah,
her
she's half
legs
a
are separated
she's a
from
torso.
her torso. This scene right here with these guys just waiting in line with their pants down, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it seems like this these laminas are like some kind of fairy, I don't know, woodland people. Yeah, they entrance the local boys. Yeah, they're just waiting there with their hard-ons
And it
waiting
looks
for their
like
turn.
they're screwing the fairies and Bathory's involved. Just to see like what some of the dialogue is, so this is a scene where one of the fairies is getting a big penis in her ass and another fairy is getting fisted, and then there's some face sit on my face kind of shit. But it says, it is the option that, for example,
I was gonna
has
say, hey,
been
Mike.
taken by the pilgrim on the road who slays the dragon like Saint George. Instead, the countess choose the sinister path, the one for those who let themselves be penetrated. Her seduction is an active passivity, which allows her to get everything that masculinity gives her. It is the path of the feminine because the feminine is v vampiritic. Like it, the it's very well told English storytelling with art that is very nasty. And it's all like that, especially this issue.
Yeah, this one has a lot of captions. So you get a lot of historical information about the vampire tribes and even this woodland tribe. You get names for them. It's like, "Oh no, not more names."
Yeah. And then it goes back to like Bathory's origin about bleeding people for her immortality. She pulls the heart out of some fucker. And they just start killing these boys from the town. And Bathory is like,
Killing the boys from this town while the captions tell like the history of
yeah, and then she grabs Garunta by the neck. I will destroy you in such a way that you will not be able to regenerate, and you will wish you never existed. I will plug your fucking hole like the nymph did. What do you think, pig? Come on, answer. Oh, Elizabeth, I deserve it, but you liked it. Admit it's been centuries without you feeling something like this. You were right.
You are right.
Yeah, it's so odd. Yeah, if you read these captions like without the pictures, you will definitely get a different story if you're
No,
like
not different, a different experience, yeah.
Very different experience. As in all females, the hematelephonic, I don't even know how to, hematelephonic, that's blood, right? Orgasm can be
Yep.
multiple. It is then when she gets drunk on murders and goes crazy up to the most primitive and carnal lack of control. And so she communicates with the earth, the magna matter, the plane of dark sensations to which we all belong, the earth that makes us immortal, in which we are damned, in which we choose. It's just crazy what's happening in the art versus the words.
Yeah. It is fascinating.
She bites that one guy's dick off. Wow.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Because it says, sometimes lucid, intelligent, almost reasoning like the living, but we don't fool ourselves. A vampire will always be a vampire. And then, boom, his dick just gets bitten off. And it looks like his ball sack just sags really low after that.
Yeah, and then she cuts his throat and lets the blood fall on Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And the others, so they're just covered in blood.
That's crazy, man. We're almost done, though. We're getting close.
We are. I don't know if there's back matter. There's a gallery. All the covers.
Some of these back matter looks interesting. Some of the titles they have from Bloody Gore Comics, for sure. I'd be interested in a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. Slaughtered Kingdom. Raw Draw.
Rise of the Blood Queen. Bloody Gore Comics. Coffee of Doom. Coffee House of Doom.
Coffee House of Doom.
Raw Draw. Yep, that's through everything. We've covered our comics.
My bookmark for Elizabeth Bathory is the sticker it came with.
Oh, really? Mine
it's
is
just...
mine is a Dawn of DC Green Lantern bookmark.
Yeah, so mine is just like it's a naked Elizabeth Bathory with, actually, there's a couple heads on the ground in front of her, someone with their neck getting slit open, and then everyone's covered in blood.
Jeez. Well, what did we watch? I watched Deadpool and Wolverine, which is probably, I don't know whether to give it a 5 out of 5 or a 4 out of 5. I think a 4 out of 5 is what I'll give it.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
Barb's giving me the hand wipe like, fuck you, you should have said 5 out of 5.
I think your experience was a 5 out of 5.
My experience was a 5 out of 5, but if I look at the content.
Yeah, as a movie.
I don't want to spoil anything, but I can explain why I give it a 4 out of 5 to Barb specifically. But I was very entertained.
You're like a 4.5.
Yes.
If we did 0.5s.
But the 5 out of 5 that I would give. What was that movie I watched? God dang. I have to go through Land of Bad. I give this one a 5 out of 5.
I haven't even heard of this.
It's on Netflix.
Land of Bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed the fuck out of that movie. And I even
That's.
called my parents and they said, my mom was like, yeah, I didn't want to watch that because your dad wanted to watch it. And but I got so into it and we were talking about it. I just thought it was an adrenaline rush. It features Liam Hemsworth, Russell Crowe, Luke Hemsworth, and Milo Ventimiglia, which I remember from Heroes, the TV show.
Yeah.
But
Oh, so they're.
this
Oh, I've heard of this one.
came to theaters in February. It didn't do too well. But
It's a bad title.
it's a bad title. I didn't even know it was out. I've never really understood drone warfare too much. I know what it is. I know what it is. I think this one gives you a good idea of what it is, and it was fascinating. Like
Yeah, that'd be interesting to watch from that perspective.
I thought it was just fast-paced, exciting. I forgot what I was exercising. When you can forget that you're exercising and sweating, and you want to go past your time, like, oh, am I done yet? Am I done yet? You know that you're into this, and I was into Land of the Bad. So that one I gave a 5 out of 5. In terms of
To
a
watch
movie
that.
experience, though, Deadpool and Wolverine was a 5 out of 5. I have reasons for giving a 4 out of 5, but 4 out of 5 still like fucking awesome. Twisters we saw, that one I'd give a 4 out of 5. I thought it was good.
Do they have those 4D theaters
Not here.
around you?
Oh, they do have D-Box things though, like D-Box seats. I don't think they're 4D in terms of like the 4D, which will add water and
Smells and stuff,
smells
yeah.
and stuff. No, I don't think we have those theaters in here. In Denver, we do.
Yeah.
We have like the ones that add extra sound and maybe shake the chair, like, but it
The
doesn't do the
vibration or something.
smells or the wind or
Yeah.
you don't get wet. But I've experienced those in Disneyland and stuff, or Disney World, and Universal Studios.
Yeah, they got those. I think saw Shrek or something.
Yeah.
4D and something else. What did I watch? I finished watching the first season of Dead Boy Detectives. And I liked it. That's a good show. That's on Netflix.
I remember reading the first issue and not liking it, so I haven't been biting at the bit to watch the show.
Yeah, I haven't read the. I might
Is
have read the first
that a
issue.
Cy Spurrier? I'll see.
You mean who wrote the comic?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, I knew they came from, didn't they come from Sandman or
Yeah, it's
something?
a Sandman universe. Because we do have. I think Death is in one. At least one. Here we go. I have it right here.
So the Jill Thompson was the first hardcover deluxe one. No, it was
Yeah.
Mark Buckingham.
Yeah. I never read that one.
Yeah, it's Mark Buckingham.
He's Mark Buckingham's
Ooh,
a
but
writer or
I went
artist.
past Dead Boy Detectives and see something called Dead Boys by Everett Hartso. Oh my good, that looks awesome. Yeah, I'm interested in that for sure.
I got one other thing too. I started what I haven't finished it yet. It's my current exercise show. It's a movie called Spaceman.
What's that on?
It's on Netflix. It's with a What's that dude's name? Happy Gilmore?
Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler.
Wow, there's an Adam Sandler movie I haven't seen or not aware of?
Apparently, if you haven't heard of it, I think it just came out on Netflix.
Wow.
It's not a comedy, though.
Well, I like Adam Sandler movies anyway.
Yeah, well, you'll like it then, because I've only watched about half of it, but he plays a astronaut who is on a mission to Jupiter because this weird purple cloud appeared in the sky, like
yeah.
you can see from Earth, like kind of surrounding Jupiter, and no one knows why it's there. It's like miles long, so you can see it. I mean, it's small in our sky, but so he's on a mission to go to Jupiter, get samples of whatever the cloud is, and then come back. But it's like I think it takes like a year. I don't know. I don't remember the exact timeline, but something like a year to get there and a year to get back, or 6 months to get there and 6 months to get back. So the movie takes place where he's just arriving at the cloud and weird stuff starts happening on his ship. And it's only him on the ship. It's like a solo mission.
It's kind of like that comic Traveling to Mars then, huh?
Was that, I can't remember what that one was.
That was the Mark Russell one where that guy goes to Mars. He's dying of cancer. You don't remember that? Traveling
I remember
Mars.
The comic, I just don't remember the details of it.
Yeah.
But so the movie kind of there's a few things going on. So there's him on the planet or on the ship, and the weird stuff that he basically gets an encounter with, like an alien race, but you don't know if it's in his head or if it's real. And then back on Earth, there's like drama going on with his wife and their relationship, and kind of what's happening on the ship is him dealing with his relationship with his wife, like in his head, like because he thinks he had like a happy marriage, but as he reflects on his marriage, he's starting to question whether it was really a happy marriage or not. And then there's the drama going on back at home with his wife, and then there's the people in NASA. Well, it's not NASA because it's like, I don't remember even what they called it, but whatever the space agency is, they don't want the wife to make him upset on his ship. So they cut off her communication to him because they don't want her upsetting him because he's on this. They're trying to keep him like sane, basically, on this solo mission. So it's pretty interesting overall. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that sounds right up my alley. I like movies like Outland and things like you're going to a
solo mission type stuff.
Mission where there's nothing really out there. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you like Adam Sandler, especially if you like his more serious, depressing kind of movies.
I like both. So yeah, I'm an Adam Sandler nut. So I never heard about it. Netflix, it never showed up on the top 10. So.
Yeah, I only heard of it because it must have shown up in new movies or whatever, new releases.
Well, I still have to watch Murder Mystery 2 as well. So those are the only two Adam Sandler movies that I know that I have not watched. So, yeah, that's one that I got to add to my list.
Man, I swear every time, like on Netflix main page now, just Leave the World Behind. Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Bacon in an apocalyptic thriller.
Like, you have a different screen than I do, that's for sure.
I need to add that to my queue. Oh, it's already in my queue. Oh, hey. Must have noticed it earlier.
Leave the World. Did I see that? Who was in it again?
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that doesn't sound familiar.
No, not Sandra Bullock. The other one. Julia Roberts. Ethan Hawke.
If I saw this one, I don't remember.
You don't remember.
It. So I also watched Atlas. Have you seen that on Netflix?
I think it's in my queue.
That is Jennifer Lopez.
Oh yeah. Saw that. Is it good?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
it's about AI mech and AI gone wrong.
It seems like every time I go to Netflix, there's like some new movie they have that I want to see.
Yeah, Atlas surprised me. I guess I wasn't expecting a lot, and I really liked it. And then I saw Maxine, of course, which is the third movie of the series.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that a lot. We were talking about that on Retro, too. And I guess I personally got confused. I got confused that because they're played by the same actress,
mm-hmm.
that Maxine and Pearl are different people. So, they straightened me out. But
okay.
Now that I realize that, I want to rewatch all of them in the right order, because the order of release is X, and then
right.
it's Pearl and Maxine, and I kind of want to watch Pearl, Maxine, and then X.
Right.
So, yeah, I want to switch it up a little bit. When Maxine comes out, I'm going to do that. So Atlas was really good. I saw Maxine.
Yeah.
That was really good.
I think that's actually a fun way to do it, like movies where they bring out a movie and it's popular, so they bring out like a sequel or a prequel or two to go back and then watch it in the actual
order.
Yeah. Well, I guess Star Wars did that, right? They brought out the...
And I've done that, too, with Star Wars.
Yeah.
I saw on Netflix Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., because I'm a fan of the franchise. And mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty good. I enjoyed that as well. And then there was a movie on my queue for the longest time that was a prequel, you know, speaking of prequels and then filmed after the original. I watched Army of Thieves, which is a prequel to the Army of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And I thought Army of Thieves was better than Army of the Dead. I thought it was awesome.
I
but
can't
it,
remember
it's a
how
heist
much
one.
I liked it, but yeah, Army of Thieves was good just because it was a heist movie. So
I fell in love with Sebastian, which is, he has a different name, and he changes his name to his fictional character. And it explains it in the prequel. But I thought Army of Thieves was better. And it made me watch Army of the Dead for a second time. So I saw it in the right order. And I enjoyed the hell out of it as well. But I think Army of Thieves is better. And then we got caught on Cobra Kai. We're all caught up on Cobra Kai. And then I started watching another movie, which I didn't know was a sequel. But I have to go to my photos because I haven't posted it yet. But and I can never remember the title. One More Shot. It's on Netflix. It's 2024. Stars Tom Berenger. Man, is he aged. And then the guy who played Spawn, Jay Lee White, or... And I can't remember who the lead actor is, but it's kind of like a terrorist Navy SEAL movie called One More Shot. And there's a movie that came out before called One Shot. So now I'm going to switch over to Hulu and watch the prequel to this movie. So I'm watching a lot of TV. I'm trying to exercise more. Because I have a nutritionist now, and I actually weigh in, and I try to weigh in, and my goal is 10 pounds by September, which I hope I can do. But,
So you're watching more?
Well, I'm watching more. I go for the walk, which I listen to podcasts, and then I get on the elliptical for half hour to 40 minutes, and then at night I'm trying to do another half hour if I don't go for another walk. It just depends on the weather. Yeah. I prefer the walks. And they're probably just as strenuous because I have to go up a hill. Like I sweat more doing the walk than I do.
Do you walk where you used to walk Harley? Like the same
The same path.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I've watched a lot of stuff, man, since we last talked. And I think the last time we talked, I watched Extraction and Extraction 2. I watched Extraction again after watching Extraction 2. And I think those movies are fucking amazing. Like, they're fucking awesome.
What are those on? Oh, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yes,
Those are the,
the
yeah, those are in my
Thor
queue, yeah.
movies. Oh my God.
Haven't seen those
And
yet.
I will say I enjoy Extraction 2 more. I just think it's more of an adrenaline rush, like from beginning to end. Like, there's no time to breathe.
Yeah.
In the Extraction, there's time to breathe. So it's like, it's really exciting. Barb's saying I'm missing something. What? Oh, we finished Evil.
I have not started
Oh no,
Evil
we
yet.
it's not, Evil's not over. We have watched up to the point where we're caught
Oh, I
up,
gotcha.
but
Yeah.
they release one a
They haven't
week.
dropped the rest of them yet.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we're one behind now, but yeah, we watched Evil, and that's really good. And then a lot of Chips. I'm making my way through season two, and I'm even contemplating flying to Buffalo and meeting up with Rob and crew out there and going to meet Ponch and John in person at the Nickel City Comic Con, because Ponch and John are going to be there.
When is that?
I have to look it up again. It's September, October. And I really wouldn't want to get. I'd be like, "Do you remember that time you were on Chips?" And I'd be like Chris Farley.
Remember that time you had to go on that call? You got that call for the woman who's trapped?
Do you remember the naked volleyball players? Like, you pulled over the van and they were all naked, and then they all came out, and you guys were so humbled that you guys just stared at each other instead of looking at their bodies. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember you guys stopped the fraternity van of all those drug users that were smoking pot, and they went and sank revenge against you because they thought it was their right to smoke pot in their mobile home? Yeah, I'd have fun with that.
You would.
Because I love that show.
I know you do.
Man, I
Yeah,
think
I didn't
that's
know that.
past Battlestar Galactica, $6 Million Man, and Buck Rogers for sure.
Are they on the
Amazon Prime.
concert? No, are Eric Estrada and what's the other guy's name?
John, what's the actor's Baker? John Baker is his
I don't
show
think it's
name.
John Baker. Oh,
I
on the show,
can't think
yeah.
of his name. Larry Wilcox.
Yeah, Larry Wilcox. Are they doing like a convention tour type thing?
Yeah, I think they might have been in Denver, but I'm not sure. I have to look to see what they're doing. Eric
Not that I would
Estrada,
go,
Larry
but oh yeah, it
Wilcox.
looks like they're.
I don't think you're as big into it as I am, but I love Chips. Like, I fucking could just I could sit and watch Chips all day long and watch it over and over again. Seven Mary Three.
Wait, where is this? They have there's a
Mary Four.
man, this website sucks. Like in October they're doing Dinner with Chips fundraiser.
Where's that?
It doesn't say where it is. Oh, Indianapolis.
So we're gonna, me and Barb are going to Indianapolis for dinner. They're having a dinner with Chips in Indianapolis. We could eat with Chips.
You
We'll take your mom with us too. I'll get her to go, Chips. She laughs because of how addicted to Chips I am. Like, I'll be there and I'll just sit and watch Chips, and she just laughs.
just
Well, I used to always tease my father-in-law. I would say, "You're Ponch and I'm John." So I'd always call him Ponch, and I'd be John, and he'd get mad because he wanted to be John. And I say, "You get all the But yeah. Watching a lot of Chips. Dinner with Chips. Wow.
dinner with chips.
That'd be a good time to go because all the episodes are fresh in my head.
Oh, is the one you're talking about, the Hamilton? I don't even see it on here.
The Nickel City Comic Con.
Oh, Nickel City.
That's in Buffalo, near Rob and Chris.
Yeah, Chris is in Buffalo, isn't he?
Yeah, so I'd be able to visit. If I go, I'm definitely visiting them. I don't care if it's just to meet for a dinner or something, but
aren't they going to the con?
Yeah. Well, I think Rob goes to Nickel City. I don't think Chris is into Comic Cons anymore.
Yeah.
He's totally gone digital. He might go if he knew that we were all going. I don't think he'd get in line with me for chips.
Probably not.
Yeah, but I was telling Barb, though, that, like, if I reduced my streaming services, like, I'd still have, like, a fuckload to watch. Like, I could go a whole year and just do Netflix. Like, just finding shit.
Yeah. Well, we stopped Paramount Plus, and it's like, I don't even miss it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So it's totally understandable.
Well, I added
so many
Apple back in because it was free for 3 months, and I haven't even got to it. Like, I haven't even, like, I'm not even going there because I'm on this Netflix kick, and now I'm going to go to jump over to Hulu so I can watch the prequel to this movie I'm watching. So.
Oh, and I found out we have a Roku on one of our TVs. And I found out on Roku there's a channel called Classic Clowns.
Oh, really?
Which has like old like comedy stuff from like the 30s and 40s. I'm like, son of a bitch.
is it exclusive to Roku? Or
I think so.
Well, I think I have the Roku app on my Fire TV, so I could try it.
Yeah, you find it there. Yeah, they just have like old, I'm not sure it's public domain stuff.
I found a news station, and they had, like, Little Rascals and stuff, so we were watching Little Rascals.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how much you can find for free, too. Like, I could just go free on Pluto and Tubi.
You know, honestly, if all I had was Tubi, I would be fine.
Well, I they
like, if that was the only streaming
service. Yeah, and they change stuff all the time, so you can just watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's always
so
something to
there.
Watch.
And they got good stuff on there.
And I don't
like, I'm always shocked at the stuff they have on there.
Like, commercials do not bother me one bit because I grew up with them. Like, they were always there. So it doesn't bother
Tubi's
me.
Tubi's not bad. Oh, I'll come back to that. But Tubi's not bad in terms of commercials. They don't. Some of them, like, I hate it when they're interrupting you constantly, like, minute or 2 minute commercials.
Chips is pretty bad. Like, when I watch Freevee, it's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that's bad.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And the bad thing about that is you see the same commercials.
Oh,
like,
God, I know.
Over and over.
That's like Melanie, sometimes when we're watching stuff, we're just like, we'll just be like, man, I'm so sick of this fucking commercial. So many times. It's disgusting. I was going to go back to commercials. I was like bored and just looking at YouTube. And I found a channel that had like commercial breaks from the like 80s. And it was like from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching that. And man, some of those, it's weird, like, you get a nostalgic kick when you see, like, a commercial that you haven't seen since
you
were,
like, a long
like,
time. Yeah.
You know, 12 years old. You see it. And you see the commercial, and you're just like, oh, my God, I totally remember this commercial.
Yeah.
Because back then, we had to watch the commercials.
Commercials, yeah.
So some of those commercials, even though you haven't seen them in, like, 30 years, it's like, bam, it hits you. You're just like, oh my God.
Like, I can't believe how much it's affected my dad. Like, my dad hates commercials. And he's older than me. Like, now that he got away from them on the TiVo and stuff, if he can't fast forward, it drives him fucking nuts. I mean,
it does suck when you're watching something on a service that you can't skip the commercials and you like reach for the remote, then you're like, oh, I can't skip.
I don't even bother. It doesn't faze me like at all. Like, and I even hate it though. Like on YouTube, it's worse because in YouTube, if you're watching something and a commercial comes on, it lets you skip. But if you don't have the controller, you can't.
Yeah, if you miss the skip, like, fuck. Yeah.
You're like, it's a fucking long ass commercial.
Yeah, they got some long ones.
Yeah,
I think they have an algorithm where if you don't skip the commercials, they'll just keep giving you longer and longer commercials.
Yeah.
Until you get to the point where you're like a 15-minute commercial.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff to watch. Like, and like Netflix will say, "Oh, you liked this? Well, try these." So like that's the path I'm going down on a lot of this.
You're going down the suggestions.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And for the most part, if I'm entertained, I'm fucking happy. Like I'm ecstatic, you know. And usually I don't ever start something that like I'm like I can't watch this. I haven't run into that in ages, like at least 2 years.
Which is probably a result of the way you're watching movies, in that if you watch stuff that's similar to stuff you know you like, then you're going to like it, you know, or odds are you're going to like it. So it's only when you go outside your bounds.
Well, you got rid of Paramount before you could finish Evil.
Now Evil's on
Netflix, but it's not the current season.
Yeah.
I mean, you could hope it shows up, but you never know.
I thought it was on.
Oh, it's on Paramount Plus.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You got rid of it a little too early.
Too early.
I am getting super hungry. I usually go to McDonald's or Carl's Jr. and I'm trying to lose weight and I only had a piece of toast and I'm starving.
Well, you're not supposed to starve yourself. You're just supposed to eat healthier food.
I am so hungry.
So go eat something healthy.
Some popcorn.
We can wrap.
Yep, unless you got something else.
I think that's it. Watching the Olympics now.
Yeah, Barb's watching them. I'm not an Olympic watcher, but she is, so I'm watching them by default.
I love the Olympics.
I saw some of their opening ceremonies, but I only do it because I'm usually reading comics, and she's doing it. I'm seeing them.
Yeah.
As it goes, but she was watching gymnastics live last night till like 4 a.m. Like, oh. Jesus Christ.
I just TiVo it and then watch it the next day.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can wrap this up. You've been listening to Geek Brunch on DC Noise Podcast. Net. Yeah.
Podcast. The DC Noise Network.
Yes.
At DC Noise.
And, you can find Bill at Twitter and Blue Sky at DBM00. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And you can follow us on Facebook at Geek Brunch or at DC Noise Podcast and see all the new episode threads there. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next time with some more hijinks and comic books for sure.
Yeah, comic books.
Yeah, and I'll watch a lot of fucked up movies. But.
And I think tomorrow I'm going to the comic book store to get weird old back issues.
Yeah. Look for the 90s Iron Man, like That stuff is crazy. I mean, it's War Machine, Iron Man, Avengers, and Force Works.
Yeah.
They're definitely good, interesting. I'll say interesting. The storyline's long as fuck, though. It's called The Crossing. It just lasts, I'm like
Goes on
20,
forever.
25 issues in.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, Iron Man's murdering people left and right. So it's an interesting
Wow.
story.
I will keep my eyes open for those. I'm
Yeah.
sure they have them. That sounds like dollar bin material.
Yeah, Force Works is pretty interesting. It's definitely 90s though. You have to love the 90s to. You're not gonna get a groundbreaking story. You're gonna get
Yeah.
entertainment in your face entertainment. All right, well, have a good one, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Too. All right.
Oh, Barb's going to text you and then reply if you want to switch.
Yeah, I'll look at that today.
Did you message him? Yeah, she
Yeah, I
sent
got.
you on a
Yeah, I
message
saw.
already. So let us know soon, okay?
I will let you know today.
All right, bye.
Bye.